The Seder of the Mishnayos and the Masechta that we've been learning the last couple months, or last few years, is the Mishnah is listing off all of the different Mises Bezdin, and is listing off Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, who gets Skila and how you do Skila, who gets Sreifa and how you do Sreifa, who gets Chenek, and so on. So here the Mishnah is up to The Seder of the Mishnayos and the Masechta that we've been learning the last couple months, or last few years, is the Mishnah is listing off all of the different Mises Bezdin, and is listing off Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, who gets Skila and how you do Skila, who gets Sreifa and how you do Sreifa, who gets Chenek, and so on. So here the Mishnah is up to Sayif. There are only two people who get the punishment of Sayif. There's the Mishnah Nayin Vav on the base, a Retzeach, and the Anshi Irani Dachas. Anshi Irani Dachas worshipped Avodah Zarah. It's a normal Yochid who worships Avodah Zarah is supposed to get Skila. But if the whole city, Roifalir, worshipped Avodah Zarah, and you burn down the whole city in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't Irish Dachas, then instead of Skila, they all get the Saif. So the Mishnah goes now into the details of Hilchas Retzeach. So the Mishnah gives you two cases, a Sefer, the Reisha and the Sefer. So the Reisha Revusa Kamashmaman, the Sefer Revusa Kamashmaman. The Mishnah and the Reisha tells me a Chiddush in one direction, and the Sefer tells me a Chiddush in the other direction. That's how the Gemara points out the last 10 lines that I involve on the base. The Reisha has a case, a person goes swimming, and he's under the water. I didn't push him under the water, he's under the water. And he wants to stay there for a couple of seconds, then he wants to jump up. So I just put my hand there, I put something there to prevent him from jumping up, and the Mela he dies, because he can't breathe. So Am Chayv Mitam Retzeach, that's called Mitzamtzeh. I didn't push him under the water, he was under. I prevent him from getting out of the water. And the Sefer of Usik Mashmallah, what if I did push him into the water? He's sitting on the edge of, let's say, a swimming pool, whatever, a river, and I push him in. I push him in, but he knows how to swim, so he could have gotten out. But I push him in, and he doesn't come out. He decided that he doesn't want to jump out. So then the Mishnah says in the Sefer, even though the I pushed him into the fire, the Yochalalus, he could have gotten out on his own. He could have gotten out. The Bezin makes a Shuma. They says that he could have gotten out, and he didn't come out. So the Halacha says that I'm not chayv, I'm pot. So now the Gemara has a machlokes hamaroim. What would the din be by Nezikin? This Halacha that mitzamtzeh is chayv is bemes achidish. The din is that the Retzeach is only chayv if he does a Maiser Retzicha. And it has to be with a Koyach Gavra. We're going to have to learn the Gemara later on Daf Ein Zayin on the base. It has to be a Koyach Rishon and not a Koyach Sheni. That's on the bottom of Daf Ein Zayin on the base. We're going to go into all the details. The Gemara makes a distinction between Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni for three cases. For Shechita and for Netilas Yadayim and for Retzeach. Only these three cases. The Halacha requires that it's not sufficient with a Maiser Adam. You need Koyach Gavra. Apparently Koyach Gavra, that we'll have to see. The Rishonim, whether Koyach Gavra is identical with Maaseh Adam or it's something over and above Maaseh Adam. So the Rav Chaim holds in his Sefer, like those opinions in the Balia and the Tesis, that Koyach Gavra is something over and above Maaseh Adam. So by these three cases, the Gemara says you need Koyach Gavra. By the Tilos Yodayim you need Koyach Gavra. By Shechita, Shteik Beferish, you need Koyach Gavra. And here by Retzeach, in order to be Chayv Misa, you need Koyach Gavra. So one would have thought, and that because you need Koyach Gavra, or even if you wouldn't, even if you would say like the other opinion of Tosfos, Koyach Gavra is not something over and above Maaseh Hodim, it just means you need a Maaseh Retzicha. He should do a Maaseh Retzicha. But everybody would agree that Gromo is part of Gram Retzicha. If a person only does a Gram Retzicha, so he's Chai B'dina Shamayim, it's a Misa B'dei Shamayim, but there's no Mises Bezin for a Gram Retzicha. So one might have argued the point and thought that if the fellow is below the surface of the water anyway, I just hold my hand there to prevent him from getting out. Or the fellow walked into the furnace for a few seconds, I'll ask to go out, and the heat is gefährlich there, and if he stayed there for 5 minutes, he's going to die. And then I locked the door on him, I didn't push him in, I just locked the door. So one could argue the point that that's only a grummer. that's only a grama. I didn't push him in. I just prevented him. I made it impossible for him to get out. So one would have thought, if not for Agzeiras HaKasav, one would have argued the point and said that this is only grammar tzicha. So that's where the Gemara needs a pasuk. The rabbi says Hamid Samson. There's six lines from the bottom of Ayin Zayin and Beis. Agzeiras HaKasav, that despite the fact that Svara should have dictated, the Svara Chitzayna should have been, that this is considered grammar tzicha, but you have Agzeiras HaKasav that Mitzamtim is Chal. So now the Gemara has a machlekes amorim, Hahu Gavra, five lines from the bottom. Once upon a time there was a person, the Mitzamtim olachevosa de Chavre. His Chavre, his neighbor, had an animal. He had an animal. So the animal, Lechveis, was swimming in the water, ran into a furnace, and the animal ran in and was going to run out. It was so hot, it was going to run out. So this good friend locks the door, and it makes it impossible for the behemoth to run out. So the behemoth dies from the heat. Well, the behemoth was swimming in the water, ducked under the water, al-das to come out from under the water to breathe. So this chacham puts his hands on top and he blocks the behemoth. He makes it impossible for the behemoth to come out. So Bayrit say, "Ach yavik zeres hakosav that yichayt." So what should the din be by Yodam Amazi? Look, should be a kavachoyma. That's how we pass it. If the pasuk says there's a din of grama ben ezikin is potter, just like grama tzicha is potter, so grama ben ezikin is also potter. So if you have a pasuk that says that mitzamsem is chayev Bayrit seyach, even though you need Maisa Ha'adam and Grom is Pater and you need Kerach Gavra and everything, you need Kerach Rishon. And the Pasuk says that this has it, that Mitzamtzim is considered Maisa Ha'adam and Kerach Gavra and Kerach Rishon and everything, Altsim Tananda. So by Adam HaMasik should be a Kal V'chaimet, should be like that. And then the Gemara says, and there's one opinion that it's not so. Rabacha Barav Poiter. Rabacha, the son of Rav, disagrees. Rabbi Sharshia is the grandson of Rabbi Barav, so he says, "My time with Davu, Davu, what's the reason why my grandfather holds that? Yipata, Haltanein, that Xeris HaKosu that serves in that Pasuk, the Evo, the Rabbi says, Amit Samsim, that's only by Ritziach, by Ritziach. There is no Xeris HaKosu by Nezikin, so by Nezikin, that case would still be labeled as a Grama, and Grama ben Nezikin is Pata. Grama ben Nezikin is Pata, the Xeris HaKosu, only Mechadesh, the Barit Sikha is Chayv. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the first mandama, that it's a Kal V'chaimer. Ravina Mechayev, that's why the Gemara says, Ravina Mechayev, Ravacha Barav Pater. Ravina Mechayev, he holds that it's a Kal V'chaimer. Once you have a pasuk that says the Barit Sikha, you Chayv. So it's not a Kal V'chaimer, that by Nezikin you certainly Chayv. Why is it a Kal V'chaimer? So he says like this, Marit Seach, Shaloy Asabo Shegi Kimezid Vernis Kiratzen, in order to be Chayv Misir, it's only if you killed somebody b'mezid, and you knew what you were doing. B'mezid and b'ratz, and if it's b'oynis or it's b'shoigeg, you're not, there's no mises bezin. Nonetheless, chiyah b'oys ha-mitzamtzim, mitzamtzim is not called grama. So by nezikin, where the halach is machayiv even more, adam ward li'oylam, b'y m'shoigeg, b'y m'mezid, b'y m'oynis, b'y m'ratz. That's a Mishnah Bava Kama, the end of the second parak. Yeah, Rashi quotes the pasuk, yeah. So by Adam HaMazik, that Adam Wood Li'oilam is more chayv. Bezin makes you chayv even b'shoigig, and even b'yoynes. So if you have, so it's chayv in more cases than by Ritzera. So by Ritzera, Mitzamtzim is chayv. So it's a Kal V'chaimer that Mitzamtzim would be chayv b'nezik. That's how we pass. Then Mitzamtzim is chayv. And the other opinion, the Gemara held not so. No, that it's only Xeris HaKosu by Ritzera, and there is no Xeris HaKosu by nezik. So here there's a famous topic that Tosis brings up. This is famous from Baba Kama. Tosis and Baba Kama discusses it in a few places here. It says, if you look in the bottom Tosis and I involve on the base, it says that this appears in the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis on the base, Visham. It means Visham. And that Daf, there is a Tosis that discusses the same topic. Then it says, Baba Kama, Daf Chavav on the base, Visham. And Tosis, Baba Kama, Daf Chavav on the base, there is a Tosis that discusses the same topic. And then a few more Taisisim discuss the same topic. It says, Baba Kama daf tzarek tes on the base, vayta visham. And Baba Mitzia daf pei base on the base, visham. Each time it gives you the daf and it says visham, means visham and not daf. There is a Taisis that discusses the same topic. So Taisis has this famous comment that even though the Mishnah in Baba Kama that's being quoted over here, the Mishnah in the end of the second Baba Perek, and Baba Kama says, Oh, the mood, Leoilam, Beim, Shregik, Beim, Amazid. Bemiyonis Bemiratzim, that goes on Adam Amazik, it doesn't go on Eretzeach. Adam Amazik is chayv to pay the bezin. Bezin will make him pay It's not to be taken 100% literally every case of oynes. If it's a real case of oynes, oynes gomer, so adam amazik will be chay. Adam amazik will be pot. If it's a real oynes gomer, adam amazik will be pot. So Taisa brings a few rayas that this is so. So one raya they bring is from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that they quote famous raya in the beginning of Bava Kamma and Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, whether he's awake or he's asleep. What do you mean a person is sleeping and he makes a hezek? How did that happen? So the Talmud Yerushalmi says like this, if you invite me to sleep in your home, and I have a bed, and I know that when I sleep, I toss and turn and I jump all over the place in my sleep. And you have all china dishes there, you have glasses on the side. So if I know my teva that I always jump around in the middle of the sleep and I don't know what I'm doing, so then I should move the bed over, or I should take away the china dishes or the glasses, that I shouldn't smash them. So if nonetheless I go to sleep in the room next to the china and I smash it in the middle of my sleep, so that's an adam amazik, the shegig, the oines, that yechayev. But what happens? I went to sleep and there was no china next to me. I cleared everything in there, no china and no glasses. And then some chacham comes into the bedroom, he's also going to sleep there, not going to sleep there, whatever, and he puts the china or the glasses next to me, and then my minig is that when I sleep, I toss and turn, I vibes the hall over the place, and then I smash this china. So then Yerushalmi says that I'm potter. So Taisus understood, Yerushalmi doesn't give any explanation, so Taisus says it's obvious what the reason for this Yerushalmi is, that that's an oynes gomer. What do you want him to do? If he's sleeping and then somebody brings the kelim, so that's not his fault at all. If he went to sleep knowing that there were kelim there, so he was pashay a little bit. He shouldn't have gone to sleep. So that's how Tosis interprets the Yerushalmi. So that's a raya. If you a kelim etzloi, it's a raya that adam amazik b'ainis gomer is pot. So the Ramban writes in his chidushim on Bav Mitzi, he doesn't agree. He says that doesn't prove anything. The mice in the Yerushalmi says like this: the chacham brought his dishes and he put it there. So the nizik was pasheya, not that a third party, not that Reuven brought Shimon's dishes next to Levi. No, Reuven brought his own dishes next to Shimon. So the Reuven was pasheya. Why do you put your dishes next to a man sleeping? Maybe this guy tosses and turns all over the place in the middle of his sleep. So the fact that the nizik was pasheya, and he put his kelim in after his pshias hanizik, and the mazik is not chai. But let's say there was no pshias hanizik, a third party put the kelim there. So you can't say the nizik was pasheya. So the Ramban thinks that the man who's sleeping would be chai, even though his mamish oynes gomer. Where does the Ramban get this idea from? He gets it from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Here Tosis quotes everything out. Ayin zayin amud aleph, on the top, about 8 lines into the Tosis. So it says Bava Kamma, parenthesis, it says Bava Kamma daf chav zayin amud aleph. So the Gemara there in Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Zayin Manal, talks about a funny case. Someone is on top of the roof, basically sitting, reading a book or whatever, sunbathing. And then all of a sudden comes a hurricane or a tornado, totally unexpected. A ruach she'ena metzuya. The fellow falls off from the rooftop and he falls on someone's automobile and he breaks the window. Or he falls on someone's carriage or whatever. He breaks something by falling down. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says there that yichayv. Nachem ben Agag, ruach she'en betzuya, state in the Gemara that yichayv. So the Tosfos says, yeah, there are different kinds of ruach she'en betzuya. What does it mean? It means that there was a tornado or hurricane that was totally not predicted? Or it means that I live in this windy city, he lives in Chicago, whatever, and every so often there's a big wind, and everybody knows in advance. Every week or so, every other week, there's a major storm over there. So he should have known in advance. So he didn't think that it's going to be today, but everybody knows in advance that there is such a thing. So you don't know exactly what kind of a ruach she'ena metzuya it's talking about. So Tosfos restricts it. Tosfos limits it. They claim that when it says nafam ben agag, when it says in the end of the second parak in Bava Kamma, the shili parak yetzer regel, the end of it. Shili means the end. The parakeitz haregel. That's the second parak in Bava Kamma. Daf chazayin amenal. The nafam ben agag ruach she'ena metzuya that you chayev for the hezik that you caused. Tosfos says that's only if it's a little bit of ruach she'ena metzuya. But if it's mamish, a tornado, a hurricane that was totally unexpected and unpredicted, so then Taisa Sheep is that you're going to be poked. Adam Amazik Banas Gam is going to be poked. And the Ramban disagrees. He says, the Loshana Ramban is, it doesn't say in the Gemara Bava Kama what degree of a Ruach Sheina Mitzui. So he says, even if it'll be a Ruach Sheina, like a Ruach Sa'ara Shal Elio, like in Sefer Melachim, it describes that there was a big Ruach Sa'ara Shal Elio. So he says, the Gemara doesn't say what degree of Ruach Sheina Mitzui. So the Mashmoah says, even Ruach Sa'ara Shal Elio. Why? Because Adam Amazik, he did a Maisa Hezik in his Chai. The din that says that Oynes Rachmona Patre, that's only a din if a person does an Avera B'Oynes, so he's potter from an Oynes of Malkus Amisus Bezen. That possibly for the Naira, La Sasa Dabaim, Anaira Chet Mavis, and so on. Because when someone attacks an Asian city, Shbasad, the Kibatsad, the Mitzah, Tzaka, Anaira Moshiallah, that she's potter from an Oynes Misa or Malkus. That's an onshin for having violated Averis. But Oynes Rachmona Patre doesn't apply to a Ptur from Tashlumin. We learn out from this Pasuk Petza Tachas Petza that Adam Mord Luelem Bem Shegig Bem Mezer Bem Yerenes Bem Rotz. That's how the Ramban holds. That even Adam Amazik Ben Es Gomer is Chayiv. And the Yerushalmi that said that Smirish and Kalim, that if they brought the Kalim after you went to sleep, that your Pater, that's not, doesn't support Taisa's opinion that Adam Amazik Ben Es Gomer is Pater. That goes that the Nizik brought his own Kalim. So since there was a Pshias HaNizik, so that's why the Mazik is put. But that doesn't prove anything. The problem is that Tosis has many more Haichachas they bring from all over Shas. The Adam HaMazik Bohen is Gomer is put. So the Ramban has to fire for everything. So he gets, he comes up with original ideas. Anyway, Tosis though has big problems. Tosis has a contradiction between different Gemaras. What's the din regarding Adam HaMazik if it's a little less than an Oynes Gomer? If it's Tak an Oynes Gomer, that we would say that you would be potter from Malkus and Misa, Mamish an Oynes Gomer. Then of course Taisus holds that Adam HaMazik Oynes Gomer is potter. But Taisus even goes further than that. Taisus quotes our Gemara, if you take a look, the first wide line, an Ayin Zayin Amen Aleph, the Tosis is continuing from Ayin Vav on the base. This long Tosis for Tzeach. So you have the narrow lines, and then you have the first very wide line. It goes the whole width of the daf. So they quote a Gemara in Vav Mitzia Daf Tzadik Dalet on the base in Perakah Shoyel. The Gemara says like this: A Shemech the Abu Hashem the Foshem. The Shemechinam is only Chayiv on Pshia and no more. Only if he's outright Poshea. The Shomasachar is not only Chayv Amshi, he's Chayv and Gnei Raveda as well, but he's not Chayv Anonsen. And the Shoyal is even Chayv Anonsen. And one who rents an automobile, that's a Nosei Sachar, so that's a Machlekes HaTanayim, where the Nosei Sachar is Dinah, doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash what the Din is. So that's a Machlekes HaTanayim, whether it's Dinah Kisham Achinam or Dinah Kisham Masachar. But there are four Shomer, but they only have three Dinim. The three Dinim are Sham Achinam, is only chayiv in pshia. Shamesachar is chayiv in gnei b'aveda, but is not chayiv in onsen. And a shoyel is even chayiv in onsen, but he's potter in meis machnas malacha. That's important. The shoyel is potter in meis machnas malacha. That onus is potter from. Let's say I borrowed your automobile or I borrowed your behemoth to ride on it, and I'm riding normally, and the whole thing flatzes in the middle, and I didn't do anything unusual. If I take your automobile, is that I'd like to drive to Brooklyn, and then I start driving to California. See, he gave me rishus to drive 3,000 miles. He gave me rishus to drive a half an hour, not 5 days straight in a row. So that's pshia. So then I'm chayv to pay. But if I tell you what I'm going to do, or you tell me, I say I want the automobile to drive, and then I start driving up a mountain. So you didn't authorize me to drive up a mountain. So that's a pshia. So then I'll be chayv. But let's say you authorized me to drive the automobile from Manhattan to Brooklyn, and I do exactly what you gave me rishus for, and it conks out, it breaks. So that's called Meis Machmas Malacha, that the Shoyal is part of from. Only if a different Oynes occurs. So the Gemara says there in Perek HaShoyal that the Shema Sachar is Chayiv in Gnei Bavi Aveda, and the Shema Chinam is Potter on both Gnei Bavi Aveda, Shema Chinam is only Potter on only Chayiv on Pshia. So the Gemara says, Ahavamina, that there should have been room to distinguish Hasvara Nasenis. One should have really distinguished between Gneva on the one hand and Aveda on the other hand. Aveda, the guy is the Hashlamil. He lost it. Hashem lost it. So why shouldn't you really consider Aveda as a Pshia? So, Hasvarna said, if not for the Psukim, we would have argued the point and we would have said, maybe Hashem Achinam was Chayiv and Pshia, should be Chayiv in Aveda. And a Gneva, that I can understand. Gneva is not his fault. So Gneva is not really a Pshia. So the Gemara distinguishes as a Havamin, and the Gemara says that Gneva is really closer to Oinus, and Aveda is really closer to Pshia. But halacha lamaise, when you learn the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Tzadik Dalet, it's irrelevant. That's what I would have said if the Torah wouldn't have told me what the dinim are. But now that the Torah tells me, so Gnei Aveda are identical. The Shem Achinim is Potter on both. He's only Chayiv on Pshia. And the Shem Asocha is Chayiv on both. That's the Pashtus Nigmar. So Tosfos quotes that Gemara, that Gneva is closer to Oines, and Aveda is closer to Pshia. And they say that Gemara is the teretz. They have a shtickle teretz here, a whole shiur clothing. That Gemara is the teretz to their kasha that they have. What's the kasha? This teretz are very famous teretzes. This is a teretz in Bava Kama and Dav Chavav and Beis, and over here, Bekama Mekamis. But when you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's not even mentioned. The teretz is not even quoted. It's not that we don't pass them like this. It's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramban Shita that we said before, that if a person falls down from the Ruach, Baruch Sa'aru Shel Eliyo, not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Not only do we not pass like that, they don't even mention it as an opinion to be rejected. The only thing that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam. The Rambam says that Adam Amazik Bainas Gomer is Potter. Just like the Pasuk says, V'lanayra l'sasa dovar, that Oinus Rachmana Patre by Malkus and by Misa for having done an Aveira, it is not just a Ptur from Monshin. Oinus Rachmana Patre means it's considered as if he didn't do it. So if it's considered as if you didn't do it, so even Adam HaMazik, who's Mazik Banas Gam, is also considered as if he didn't do it. So that's the way we pass in Lalocha. But this Taisvis, which is not accepted at all, it's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Taisvis presents the following kasha. There are two Gemaras in Bava Kama that talk about a Hezek that occurred because of a Ruach She'ena Mitzuyah. One is the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin. The Taisvis quoted 8 lines from the top. Top of Ein Zainim and Aleph. The Gemara says someone is on top of the roof and there's a Ruach She'enim Mitzuyah that's blowing and he falls off of the roof and he makes a Hezek. So it says that he's back to pay for the Hezek. So Tosfos cannot believe that it's talking about a Ruach Sa'aru Shel Eliyo like the Ramban said. Totally unexpected. So Tosfos says, no, that's Adam HaMazik Banas Gomer. So for sure you put it there. So how does it say that Yechayiv over here? It's not such a big oinus. It's not such a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya Legamre. It's not Ruach Sa'aru Shel Eliyo. It was a little bit unexpected, but we know Derech Klal, every month or every couple of months there is such a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. So it's not an Oinus Gomor, but it's like an Oinus Kein Gnei Aveda. Okay, so Tosfos quotes the Gemara Bava Kama that says, then in such a case he chai. Now they have a stira. There's another Gemara Bava Kama on Daf Mem Hei, where the Gemara talks about Abu Hashamim Shenichnasu Tachas Habayim. The Shem Achinim, Shem Asachar, and the Shoyal, and the Soicher, the four Shomrim. So what's the din? Nichnasu Tachas Habayim. What does that mean? When I have a behemah, so the din is a Mamon Choshmir Asan Alecha. That's the first Mishnah Baba Kamba. If it's my behemah, so it's my responsibility to watch it, that it doesn't cause any damage. What happens if I give it over to a shepherd? I live in America, and I have a farm in Bolivia, I have a farm in California. And I give it over to people that they should watch it. So the Shomer is Nichnas Tachas HaBayim, whoever, it's understood, I don't live there. I can't, or I do live there, but I went to a wedding today, I went to a bar mitzvah, I went to the yeshiva, so I'm not watching the behemoth. So I gave it over to the Shomer, so it's the Shomer's responsibility. He should watch it, so if the animal will do a hezek, so he'll be responsible to pay. That's the din abor, Nichnas Tachas HaBayim, that if the behemoth will make a hezek, so the shomer will be mechuyev to pay. Not only that, what if the behemoth will kill? So if the behemoth kills, the behemoth gets skila. So that's the behemoth gets skila. But the shayla is the bala behemoth gets is mechuyev to pay kofer. If it's a short time, it says bala sharnoki. The bala shor does not pay kofer. But if it's a sharamuad, it means it's really killing for the fourth time. So then the bala shor has to pay kofer. So who's considered the bala shor? So it doesn't depend on who's the Baal HaShem Didi Mamun, is who's the owner. If the Shomerim, I gave over the behemoth to a Shomer, and the behemoth makes a Hezek, so the Abba Nechnesu Tachas HaBailim. The Abba Shomerim are considered the Baal HaBehemoth with respect to the Nezikim. They have to pay. So who are the Nami? If the behemah kills an adam and the behemah happens to be a muad, so the shomer who is nichnas tachas habayim will be obligated to pay that kaif. Fine. What about, let's say, if the shor killed an adam, so the shor gets skila. So does the shomer have to pay the owner of the behemah, the hefsid of the behemah? So it all depends. If he's a shamachinim, he's chayv only a mshi. If he's a shamasocha, he's chayv even gnei laveda. If he's a shoel, he's even chayv an onsen. So how negligent was the shomer in watching the behemah? So if the shomer was outright negligent, he didn't watch. It's his responsibility to watch. And he goes and he davens mincha, and he just lets the behemahs roam around, and he's not there. He's saying tilim all day. He's learning, and he's not watching the behemahs. There's mamash apasheya. So whatever, if the shor is going to go kill an adam, and if he would have been alert, if he wouldn't have been saying tilim all day long, he would be watching the shor, and he wouldn't let the shor kill an adam. And the bezin wouldn't make a gmar delemis and kill the shor. So then it's the negligence of the shomer that the behemah is getting killed. So the shomer, even the shamachinam, is chayv and pshia, so the shamachinam has to pay the owner, the mafkir, the bala shor, the value of the shor. What happens when he goes to Davi Mincha, he locks up the barn, and the behemoths cannot go out. So how well did he lock the barn? Did he lock it with the Shmira Pusa, or did he lock it with the Shmira Mahula? So the Gemara says, if he's only a Shemachinam, he's only mechuyif to lock it with the Shmira Pusa. He's not mechuyif to lock so much. But if he's a Shemachinam, he's mechuyif to watch more. The fact that the Chumash says that the Shemachinam is chayiv in gneva v'yavedo, Shemachinam is only chayiv in pshir, Shemachinam is chayiv in gneva v'yavedo, what do you mean is chayiv to pay gneva v'yavedo? It means mechuyif to watch harder. That's how the Gemara says. Gemara says, but we get a few dinim like that. Let's say a shamachinam is only mechuyif to watch, not the kid in natri inshi. The Gemara has a case. Let's say you ask me, you're going away to shul, and you're leaving your apartment open, and no one is watching it, then you ask me, could you please, I'm an next-door neighbor, you ask me, could you please watch the apartment? So I say, fine. And then the mailman comes and he's delivering the mail downstairs. So I go downstairs and I carry on a conversation with the mailman until he finishes putting in the mail. I come upstairs 20 minutes later, I see the gun oven came and they emptied out the whole apartment. So is that called a pshiyo or not? I could have locked all the doors and locked all the windows before I went downstairs to carry on a conversation. But the balabas himself doesn't lock the doors and the windows. He leaves it open when he goes down to greet the mailman every day. When the mailman rings the bell, he goes down and he schmoozes 20 minutes. The owner himself, he leaves all the windows open, all the doors open, and everything, and he's watching, and the whole downstairs, it doesn't occur to him to lock all the doors and lock all the windows. Someone's going to come in from the fire escape or something. So what's the din if the shomer was not the kivinatri inshi? The shomer watched it because, to the same extent that the balabas himself watched it because, but he could have watched it much better. So is that sufficient or not? So the Gemara splits in Baba Metzia. The Gemara says, for shomachinim, that's all. Not the kivinatri inshi is genug, because that's not called pshia. She is only if he didn't even watch it to the extent that the balabas himself, the mafkid, would have watched it. But for the shamasocha, that's not sufficient. Not the kid and not rinchi. He watched to the same extent that the owner himself would watch. Since it was, he could have easily locked all the doors and all the windows and he didn't bother to. So it's not called the pshia, but it's called something, it's a pshia that's parallel to gnei v'aved, and the shamasocha is chayving gnei v'aved. Sure. So the Gemara has, the following case, also in the end above Metzia. Let's say I'm a shomer for a herd. I work on your farm, and you give me over all the 100 behemoths, and I'm supposed to watch. And all of a sudden comes a wild animal who's going to attack the herd of sheep. So if I'm a shemachinam, let's say I have a cellular phone. So if the balabas, if the owner of the farm gives me a cellular phone, and he says if any wild animals come, or if any Arabs come, or if any ganovim come, to call the police or call me, and I'm going to come and we're going to protect the behemoths, and I didn't call. So he gave me instructions, here's a phone and call. So if I didn't call, that's a pshia. So even if I'm a shemachinam, I'll also have to pay, because he gave me instructions and I didn't fulfill the instructions. But he doesn't give me, I happen to have, there is a phone available. But so the Gemara says like this, if I'm a shemachinam, I'm mechuyev to chase away the wild animal by myself, but am I mechuyev to lay out money? Let's say if I'll call up the neighbors, they'll be able to help me protect all the animals. I have to lay out money. and it'll be well worth it if I lay out money to pay all the neighbors to help me protect the behemoths, but the balabas, the owner of the farm, will certainly reimburse me later on. Am I mechuyav to lay out the money or not? So the Gemara says it depends. It depends. Am I Hashem Achinav or am I Hashem Asoch? If I'm paid to watch the behemoths, I'm Hashem Asoch, or so I'm mechuyav even to lay out money. But if I'm only Hashem Achinav, so Horilo Lekadim Beroim Amaklois, I should have gotten all the shepherds whom I can get for nothing. I should have taken all the sticks to chase away all the wild animals, but I'm not mechuyav to lay out money. So the Gemara says beferish that the extent to which the shomer is mechuyav to watch is greater by the Shem Asoch and the man of Shem Achinav. It's not some exeris hakasa the Yalma that the Shem Asoch is chayvig in a rabbi, the Shem Achinav is only chayvig in pshiya. What it boils down to, what it implies is the Shem Asoch is mechuyav to watch harder than the Shem Achinav. But if he doesn't watch to that extra amount, so the Shem Asoch will be mechuyav, the Shem Achinav will not be mechuyav. So the Gemara says, what if I'm a shomer on a behemoth? And I go to Davin and Shul, I go to learn my Daf Yomi, and I have to lock the doors. So I lock the doors on the barn, showing that everything is okay. But the behemoths can jump out on their own. But every so often there is a big wind, and the wind may blow down the whole building. It may come a Ruach Shein and Mitzuya, and it may knock down the whole building. Not a tornado, not a hurricane, like that. Every so often there's a wind. So the Gemara makes a distinction between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Asoch. The Gemara says Hashem Achinam is not mechuyev to watch so hard. He's just mechuyev not to kill and not to injure to the same extent that the Balabas himself would watch. Balabas, when he goes to say Tilam, doesn't lock everything so well. He locks it a little bit. So Hashem Achinam is genuk if he locks it superficially. But the Hashem Asoch is mechuyev to watch even harder. So if he only locked up the gates, Shmira Kusav, but that the way he locked up the gates to protect the animals that they shouldn't run away, that's not sufficient to protect it. If it'll come a Ruach She'en Mitzuyom. So then the Gemara says, but the Shem Asoch will be mechuyav. So the Gemara says that what? The Gemara says that if the shomer locks up the barn where the animals are with the delis, and Tesis quotes the Gemara, delis sheyichol lamed beruach mitzuya, ve'ein yichol lamed beruach she'eino mitzuya. And then it comes the ruach she'eino mitzuya, and the behemoths run away. So what's the din? Is the shomer chayv to pay the balabas for the loss of his animal? The animal ran away. He doesn't know where in the world it is. The animal ran away. So the Gemara and Daf Mem Hei distinguishes that if he's a Shem Achinam, then he's Potter, because he watched, he was not, he could have not trinch. He watched to the same amount that the Balabas himself would watch. And that Mechuyiv to be Moshe Nefesh to watch more. As opposed to Shem Masach is Mechuyiv to watch more. So you see from the Gemara that if you made a Shmira Pchusa that doesn't protect from a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya, if it does not protect from a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya, that's equivalent to Gneva V'Aveda, and Hashem Asoch would be Chayv, and Hashem Achinav would be Potter. So now Tesis is bothered with a question that the Gemara earlier said on Daf Chav Zayin, the fellow was on top of the roof, and he fell down Beruach She'ena Mitzuya. So it says he's Chayv to pay. And Tesis pointed out that you see that Tesis claims Adam HaMazik Boinez Gomor is Potter. Now they want to know to what extent does it have to be an Oynes Gomer. Only Mamish Oynes Gomer. That Taisa doesn't agree with the Ramban, that's a Dovah Pashat, they don't agree with the Ramban. That's when they quoted the Yerushalmi, that I go to sleep next to the dishes, that someone put the dishes next to me after I was sleeping already. So whenever it's Adam HaMazik, Oynes Gomer, you're not Chai. So that's for sure, Taisa agrees with that Ramban and the Rambam, and that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Taisa felt that they were forced into even going a step further. What did they say further? Because they had stiris between the various Gemaras. So let's see again the stiris. If you, Tosfos assumes that the two Gemaras in Bava Kamma, one on Daf Chav Zayin and one on Daf Mem Hei, that use the expression Ruach She'eino Mitzuya, you can say they're talking about two different Ruach She'eino Mitzuyas. One is talking about Ruach Sarah Shel Eliyo, one is talking about different degrees of Ruach She'eino Mitzuya. So Tosfos assumes that it's the same level of Ruach She'eino Mitzuya. Okay. And now, what do the two Gemaras say? So on Daf Mem Hei, it says that if a shomer is only locked up the barn to protect the animals, from a ruach mitzuya, but he knows if it'll come a ruach sheina mitzuya, the animals may run out. So then if he's a shemesach, he'll be chayv to pay, because this is equivalent to a gneva v'aveda. It's not a noinus gam, it's equivalent to a gneva v'aveda. But if it will be a shemachinim, then he will not be chayv to pay, because a shemachinim is only chayv v'mashiach. So you see that a hefsid mamin that's caused because of a ruach sheina mitzuya is the equivalent of gneva v'aveda. That's what it sounds like. So what does it say on Daf Chav Zayin? If the fellow's on top of the roof and he falls down with Ruach She'enim Mitzuya, they're assuming that it's the same level of Ruach She'enim Mitzuya. So it says that is Chayif to pay. So you see that Adam HaMazik, in the level of, to the extent of a Gneva Ve'Aveda, is Chayif to pay. In other words, the only time you potter is an Oynes Gomer. Huh? So now Tosfos has, that's what it seems like. So now Tosfos has Akasha. Let's see, what's the Akasha? From the previous Gemara. Let's see, earlier. They quote a Gemara from Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Beis, higher up. The Gemara says, I hire workers to carry barrels for me. They should carry the barrels from one location to the other. So if I pay them, they have it in like a Shamasachar. They're poilim and have a din of a shamasachar. They're poilim to do the work and to watch that they don't smash the barrels. And if I don't pay them, they're doing it for nothing. So then they have the status of a shamachinim, that they should be careful not to do a pshiyah. So the Gemara says, Hama v'chavis mimakom l'makom, v'shibro. What if they tripped? They slipped as they were walking with these barrels, they slipped and they dropped the barrel, and the barrel crashed. And it smashed and it broke, and all the wine went down the drain. So are they chayv to pay? So you should say that should be an Adam HaMazik. So Adam HaMazik, Adam Ud, the Yonah Beim Shegik Beim Emezit. So the Gemara says, if you're a Shemachinam, you're Pater, and if you're a Shemachar, you're Chayev. Why is if you're a Shemachinam, why are you Pater? But what happened to the din of Adam Ud, the Yonah? So the answer is that Niskal is an Oynes. Since there was nothing there. The fellow's walking down the block and he just trips on his own feet. So the Gemara says, that's a machlekes Rameir Abyudah, that's a machlekes Hatanai. If a fellow just trips on his own feet and there's something there, so then it's a nainus. But if he trips on his own feet, so that's a machlekes Hatanai. Is that also called a nainus? Or is that called Niskal is a posheu? So the Gemara says, according to this Tana Rabyudah, Rabyudah holds that Niskal is an oinus. So if he's a Shemachinam, then he's Potter. And if he's a Shemachar, then he's Chayev. So if he's a Shemachar, he's Chayev. Why? Because tripping on your own feet is considered, it's not considered a real Oynes Gomer. If it would be an Oynes Gomer, the Shemachar would also be Potter. I mean, it's the equivalent of, parallel to Gneva v'Aveda. It's parallel, so Shemachinam is Potter and Gneva v'Aveda. And a Shemachar is Chayev and Gneva v'Aveda. So Tosfos fecht Akasha, wait a minute. Shemachinim is Pater and Gneva Aveda, that's if he's not handling the item. If Shemachinim went away and a Gneva Aveda occurs, but what if he's handling the item and because he was a little bit clumsy, he tripped on his own feet, so he drops the barrel. It falls over and it crashes. So he threw it on the ground and it crashed and it smashed and the wine spilled out and the whole barrel got broken. So why don't you make him pay? Forget about the fact that he's a Shemachinim. Shemachinim is Pater because it's not a Pshia. Why don't you make him pay me tam Adam HaMazik? So the answer is no, Adam HaMazik, Boinus Gomer is Potter. But wait a minute, this is not a Noinus Gomer. If you tell me that a Shemachar is Chayiv, so you see, it's Shemachar is not Chayiv on Noinus Gomer. Shemachar is only Chayiv, the only one who's only Chayiv on Hashem. The only Shem who's Chayiv on Noinus Gomer is the Shoyal. Shemachar is only Chayiv on Gneva Aveda. So you see that Niskal, if the fellow trips on his own feet, he say that that's an equivalent, Rabbi Yudah holds that that's the equivalent of Gneva v'Aveda. So that's why the Shemachinim is Pater and the Shemachar is Chayv. So wait a minute, even if it's the equivalent of Gneva v'Aveda, why is the Shemachinim Pater, but he's Adam HaMazik? Isn't he an Adam HaMazik in an oifen of Gneva v'Aveda? So from that Gemara would appear that Adam HaMazik is Pater from Tashlumin, even if it's an oynes, that's only like an Eva Aveda. It doesn't have to be an oynes gomer. Even just Cain getting Eva Aveda is also Potter. So how do you deal with the Mishnah and Bava Kama? We just said on Daf Memhei and Bava Kama that Ruach She'ena Mitzuya is the equivalent of Gneva V'Aveda. That's why the Shemasachar, who didn't lock up the barn well enough, he only locked it up well enough that the behemoth can't go if it's a Ruach Mitzuya. But if the be a Ruach She'en a Mitzuya, the animal will be able to climb out. The whole building will be so loose that the animal will be able to climb out and run away. So it says then the Shemasachar is chayv. So we see that a Ruach She'en a Mitzuya is the equivalent of Gnei Baveda. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, I'm Daf Chav Zayin, I fall off of the roof, Beruach She'en Mitzuya, and I crash into something and I break it, I am Chayef to pay. So you see that Adam HaMazik, in a Hezik that's parallel to Gnei Baveda, is Chayef to pay. So how come it says the Rimbav Mitzuya Daf Pei Beis? By the Mav Chavis Mimakam Lamakam Shibra, because he slips when he trips on his own feet. So it says, if he says Shemasachar, he's chayiv, because you trip on your own feet is the equivalent of Gnei V'Aveda. But if he says Shemachinim is Pata, because Shemachinim is Pata, Gnei V'Aveda. But let him be chayiv mitam Adam HaMazik. So from that Gemara would appear, Adam HaMazik, in the fashion of Cain, Gnei V'Aveda is also Pata. So it's the chastir between the two Gemaras. Which is it? Do you say Adam HaMazik is only Pata if it's on his Gomer? Or even if it's only Kenin Gnei V'Aveda. So this is Taisus Kash. That's the steel. So Taisus has a pilpul based on that Gemara in Hashah. I call it a pilpul because not only do we not accept the Lalach, it's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. This whole Shtigl Torah, the whole Hechrich that Taisus put together, all the Gemaras, and they built up a whole Yisayid, not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So Taisus has the Harifas. The Gemara said in Hashah, that's on the first white line. That goes the whole width of the Tosis. So the Gemara says that there's a split between Gneva and Aveda. Gneva is Kroiva Loinus, and Aveda is Kroiva Lepshia. So Tosis has a Shtigl Tariya. They say even though the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Dalet in Bav Metzia has no halachic significance whatsoever to this statement, Hashem Achinam is Pata both on Gneva Aveda, Hashem Asachar is Chayav on both Gneva Aveda. So where do you find any split between Gneva on the one hand and Aveda on the other hand? The Gemara had a Havamina. If the Torah wouldn't have told us the dinim, I would have said it. If I would be writing the Torah, if the Rebbeinu Shlom wouldn't have given us the Torah, we would be writing. So we might have come up with such a einfall. We would have said that Gneva is Kroiva Loinus and Aveda is Kroiva Lepshia. But it has no halachic ramification whatsoever. It says wrong. It has halachic ramification with respect to Adam HaMazik. That by Adam HaMazik, not only Oinus Gomer is Pata, Oinus Kein Gneva is also Pata. But Oinus Kein Aveda will be Chayiv. So Tosis came up, they made this split. So now they farenfed the stira between the various Gemaras. So now they farenfed the stira, that if it's the Shomer Chinom, again, I'm not pay base in Bav Metzia. The fellow trips on his own feet as he's schlepping these barrels from one location to the other. So it says if he's a Shomer Chinom, he's Potter, because it's not an outright Shia. And if it's a Shemasachar, so he's Chayiv. So if it's a Shemasachar, he's Chayiv, shows that it's like an Eva Aveda. That's where the Shemachinim is Paka. But then they had the Gemara later that says, you fall down from the rooftop, Nofman Agag, Ruch Shein Mitzuya, and the Gemara says, Amen, hey, Ruch Shein Mitzuya is the equivalent to an Eva Aveda. So it says, if you fall down, gain Eva Aveda, then you are Chayiv. So that was the steer. So he says, no. The Ruch Shein Mitzuya is Kroiva Lepshia. That's Oynes Kein Aveda. That's Kroiva Lepshia. So that Adam HaMazik would be Chai. But the tripping on your own feet, that's Kroiva Loynes. That's Oynes Kein Gneva. That's Kroiva Loynes. And on that, Adam HaMazik is Potter. They split between Gneva Aveda. Usually you have Gneva Aveda hyphenated. They always go together. The Shamachinim is Potter on both. The Shamasach is Chai on both. You don't find any halach anywhere where you distinguish. Just the Havamin, I would have distinguished. So he says, wrong. By Adam HaMazik we distinguish that Adam HaMazik, who's Mazik Ba'enes Kein Gneva, obviously you're talking about Adam HaMazik B'Shege. Adam HaMazik B'Mezid, he goes and he smashes, it's not Kein Gneva, it's not Kein Aveda, it's B'Mezid, we're talking B'Shege. So how intentional, to what degree was it intentional, to what degree was it an accident? How great an accident was it? If it's Ba'enes Gomer, for sure you'd put it. And even Oynes Kein Gneva, you're also Pata. But if it's only Oynes Kein Aveda, and Aveda is Kroiva Lepshia, so for that you would say Adam would be Oynes. So Tosis obviously is of the opinion, that's how they say in the Yeshivas, Tosis obviously is of the opinion that Adam HaMazik B'Shogeg is Chai because U'Shmirosan Alecha. The first Mishnah has in Bava Kamma, it says the Arba Avos Nizik and Shor Bor Mavah B'Heves, so it says U'Shmirosan Alecha. because I have a chiyuv shmira, my mammon, whatever is my mammon, I have a chiyuv shmira on it. Or if I bore nichnasu tachas habaylim, if the bala shor bore mavehever gives it over to someone else, so it's understood that he has the obligation to watch, even though he's not the owner. The owner gave it over to him, and he accepted the responsibility to watch. He's not a bala mazi. So whenever it's shmiras and alecha, whenever it's yochiv shmir, then you have to pay. So the shah is, why is Adam HaMazik chayv to pay? Adam HaMazik is chayv to pay because Adam shmiras gufoy al atzmoy, and Adam is mechayv to watch himself that he shouldn't cause mezikin. What do you say? No. Adam HaMazik is chayv to pay. He did a maisa hezik. Let's say when I borrow $100, why am I chayv to pay? Because I borrowed the money. He said, because I was goyim that you're out $100. No. He don't say because shmiras and alecha. You make a maisa havo, you have to pay. Make a maisa hezik, you chayv to pay. So the shad, why? What about Adam HaMazik b'sheigig? Adam HaMazik b'sheigig, why is the chayv pay? You say also the ma'aseh hezik is mechayv you to pay, but he say no, the pshia b'shmiras atzmoy. So Tosfos in the beginning of Baba Kama shows from the Gemara. The Gemara has such a lesson. Adam, the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel how to read the first mishnah in Baba Kama. It says shor bor mave and hever. And the word mave is very unclear. What is mave? So the Gemara has a machlekes. One says Mabez Zeh Adam, and one says Mabez Zeh Hashem. So the Gemara says, how do you read Ushmirasan Alecha? Shmirasan Alecha sounds like this is your mammon, and you're obligated to watch. This is my tape recorder. So I have to watch it. No one gets hurt. This is my pair of glasses. I have to watch. No one gets hurt. My behemoth have to watch. My eish, my boar have to watch. What do you mean? Ushmirasan Alecha on Adam? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what it means. Adam Shmiras Gufoy Olav. You have to watch yourself, you have a chayv shmirah on yourself. So you see from that Gemara that Adam HaMazik b'sheigig means the mechayv to pay Adam HaMazik b'sheigig because he was pasheya b'shmirah s'atzma. So that's why Tosfos can envision this split between Geneva and Aveda. These are shiurim within chayv shmirah. Hashem Echinim is only mechayv to watch on the lower level, just to the extent that if he makes an upright pshir, then he's chayv to pay. Shem Mesach is mechayv to watch even more. Geneva or an Aveda is going to be chayv to pay on both. And the Gemara says, not stomach zeres akal sabi alma, it means that it's more mechayv to watch than the Shem Echinim. He should have even laid out money. And it's not enough just to watch Natikin and Adrin, she has to watch harder than the Shem Echinim. And now there's a case where I split between Geneva and Aveda. By Adam HaMazik, I say if it's an Oynes Kein Geneva, he'll be part, Oynes Kein Aveda, he'll be chayv. Why? Because Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav, these are shiurim within the Chiyuv Shmira. Shem Echinim only has such a Chiyuv Shmira, Shem Mesach has more. And an Adam HaMazik has in between Shem Echinim and Shem Mesach. A little bit of the Shem Mesach he is Mukhiv to watch, and a little bit is not Mukhiv. If it will be an Oynes Kein Aveda, to that extent, he's Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav. He should watch himself that he shouldn't cause any hezek to happen. But if it's going to be an Oynes Kein Aveda, then it's going to be Potter, that's Karav Light. That's what Tosfos came up with, such a fantastic interpretation. And based, which is not, as I say again, not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Not only not that we don't pass like that, not even quoted La'alocha, not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The only opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam, the Rav HaMazik, Baruch Gomer is quoted. They don't quote this Ramban, famous Ramban in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Beis, and in Melchamis, and the end of Baba Kama, and a few places the Ramban develops the sheet, the Rav HaMazik, Baruch Gomer is chayv, not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Not the Tosfos, not the Ramban. The only shita they quote is the Rambam shita. The Rambam and the Raiva, they both said the same thing. Adam HaMazik, when his gomer is pot of Alanar of Asasadovar. The Pasik of Alanar of Asasadovar is not only a Ptur Onshin from Malkus and from Misa, it's Hafkos HaMaisa. Whenever it's on his gomer, it's considered as if it happened by itself, as if he didn't do it at all. But Tosfos shita is not so. So they interpret a lot of Gemaras like that. Here they have another Gemara which they interpret. They bring most of the rais that Tosfos quotes just prove that Adam HaMazik b'Oynes Gomer is put against the Ramban. But then they got these few Gemaras, these got sticky. In Bava Metzia Pei Beis, the Gemara distinguished between a Shem Echinim and a Shem Esochar. So Tosfos was bothered, but even if it's only a Shem Echinim, he's transporting barrels from one place to the other, and he slips a true, it's not Genei Baveda, and he's not Chayv, it's not a Pshida. It's not a pshia, so the Shem Echinim is not chayv to pay. It's like tripping on your own feet without anything to stumble on. It's like an eva aveda. So the Shem Echinim is potter. But Tosfos raised the question, why don't you say it's an Adam HaMazik? So that's where they got involved with their whole vort about goinis ken gen eva, goinis ken aveda. But most of the Gemara that they quote don't get involved in this dakas de kachilik thing. Most of the Gemara says, of course, just support the opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Adama Mazik, when is Gomer's pot? So they quoted a few Gemaras. Here's one of the Gemaras, here's the bottom of the Tesis. I involve on the days, four lines from the bottom where it says, Ksudas da flamed dalet. The Gemara has a case, a man borrowed a behemoth from someone else. Shoyal. The Shoyal, Eschai Bionson. He borrows a behemoth. He borrows a cow to do malacha with it. And it's understood that after a month, and after the month is over, he's going to give back the cow. And he borrowed it, he doesn't have to pay. And then the guy dies, the one who borrowed the behemoth dies. So the children live in California, they come to Sitchivit. They don't know what's doing, but they see a behemoth in the backyard. So they don't know that it's a borrowed behemoth that it belongs to someone else. So in the middle of the shiva, they get hungry, whatever. So they take a knife and they shech the behemoth and they eat it. After they finish eating, and people come to Menachem Aval, so they find out that this behemoth was a borrowed behemoth, it belonged to someone else. How is it supposed to occur to them? So the Gemara says that they're pater from paying. They don't have to pay. The only shaila is, but the father was a shoyel. The father was Chai Bionsin, said, but the father died. No, but maybe I should say that if an oinus occurs, if a person borrows something and an oinus occurs, he borrows it on Rosh Chodesh year, and the oinus occurs on Tezvav year. So from what moment on is the chiyuv chal on the shoyel to pay? Do you say Mishas She'elo Hudika Shibid Rachmana? From the moment that he took, when he borrowed the behemoth on Rosh Chodesh year, he's already mekabel achrayis avonson. So if an oinus will occur later, I'll declare igloy milsul lemakriy. Let's say a man gets divorced from his wife, so he has to take ksuba. So from what moment on do you say the shiv mechasma ksuba? You don't say from the time that he divorced his wife. No, from the time that he got married, from the time he gave it the ksuba. That's what it says. All of my property that I possess and that I will purchase in the future, everything should be meshuvah to pay the ksuba. So in the event that he gets divorced, I say the shiva nechasim is chal milam afreh from the time that he got married. So the Gemara has a machloikis, and the machloikis are rishayim had a paskin, and the famous tzoyis about this, all discussion, from what moment on does the shal become mechuyib biyonsin? Do you say mishas mishichu hu deshib b'nafshe? From the moment of Rosh Chodesh year, when he borrowed the behemoth, the shiv nechasim eschal. So even though the oinus occurred after he died, the father died, and then the children came to sit shiv and they were hungry, so they shechted the behemoth. Also, they informed that it's a behemoth shuulo, that it doesn't belong to the father. They shechted and they eat it, now it's all gone. So now, so maybe I say, true, they're not chayv to pay mitam adam amazik, that's adam amazik, when it's gomer, but there's a sheep in the chasim on the father's property. The father left over a lot of Yerusha, he left over a lot of karkos, and maybe the mashiel, the one who lent the behemoth to the father, has the right to collect from the sheep in the chasim. Because sof kol sof an onus occurred, and the shoyel is mishtabit from the time that he borrowed it. Or should I say no? If an onus will occur on Tesvav year, the shoyel becomes mechuy from that moment on. No, the shoyel becomes mechuy. The shoyel shen gishtar, he died already in the middle of shiva. They shechted the animal. So their part are from the children. I'm not chayv to pay. It's adam amazik boy nes gomer. How are they supposed to know that it's a behemah shula? Absolutely, boy nes gomer. They assume chazak komash etachz del harish aloy. You assume whatever they find around the house belongs to the father. They don't have to be concerned, maybe it belongs to someone else. You can't say the father is chai mitam shoyel. He's not alive. How can you say a chiv is chal on a dead man and the chiv is not chal mishas she'elo? The chiv is chal mishas oinus. So that the Gemara has bet machlekes. If the father was hiniach karka, do you say that now that oinus occurs tesvav year, that they shechted the animal oinus? He said the chiv on the father, the chi was chal on the father to pay from a shchodesh iran, so he can collect from the shiv nechasim. Or no, the chi was chal mishas oinus, so he's not alive. So the chi is nechal. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara to the shoynes, and a machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban had a pasuk. So that's one of the other hachlokas. That's one of the rais that Tosis quoted. That adam amazik boynes gomer is pata, because from the angle, from the perspective of the children, they shechted the animal. Say that's adam amazik. Why aren't they chayv? So the answer, ein is gomer. How is it supposed to occur to them? And similarly, they quote a Gemara in the end of Bava Kama, on Daf Tzadik Tev Samad Beis. That's the last Gemara that the whole Tosis quotes. The last Gemara they quote is from Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Tev Samad Beis. That's the sugya of medical malpractice. a ganze sugyen tosefte, the three different tosefte's about medical malpractice. All the three tosefte's contradict each other. They say three different dinim. So the Osamech explains how there's no contradiction. Each tosefte is a different place. It's talking about a different topic. One is in the beginning of Bava Kama, one is in the end of Bava Kama, one is in Gittin. So he explains each one is covering a different aspect of the din. So part of this story about medical malpractice, state the Gemara, that's not about malpractice. Let's say I bring, years ago, used to bring a chicken to the shoychet. You bring a behemoth to the shoychet, and the shoychet shechts the chicken. So what if the shoychet, by mistake, he makes an avail, he slipped and he made an avail. So he's an Adam HaMazik. I asked him to do a good job, he made an avail. So Adam HaMazik is chayv, Adam Mord Leonim. Even though it's a shtick loin, it's Adam Mord Leonim. What happens if he's a tabach uman? He's such an expert. He never, it's once out of 1,000 behemoths that he makes an avail. Once out of 2,000 behemoths, or once out of 2,000 chickens, he makes an avail. It hardly ever happens. So if I'm the lucky winner that he made my chicken into an availer, so he's not chayv to pay me tam oynes gomer. So Tosfos says, you see, that Adon HaMazik oynes gomer is potter. That's what the Gemara says, tabach uman shekilkel. So the Gemara says that he's potter from paying. And Tosfos said, that must be the pshat, because it's Adon HaMazik oynes gomer. So most of the Gemara that Tosfos quotes are just to support the Rambam, just to support what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Adon HaMazik oynes gomer is potter. But once Tosfos had this problem from Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis and Bava Kama Daf Chav Zayin and Daf Mem Hei, and they had to come up with their Shir Kloli, with their Shtikol Torah, to distinguish between Oynes Ken Gerev, Oynes Ken Aveda. So now they start reinterpreting all the other Gemaras. Now they say, now they see new insights. Now the last two lines in Tosfos, they say, ah, now you understand what that expression means in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik. Now they start adding on. Yeah. So that, we in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept this whole Tosfos. We don't accept all of these added nuances that the Tosfos added on. We accept the basic raya that they quoted. What is the Ramban going to do with all these Gemaras? Ramban, again, the Ramban's opinion is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban holds that Adam HaMazik Bainas Gomer is Chayiv. Because the Gemara said in Bava Kama Chav Zayin, the very end of the second parak, if a fellow falls off in the roof, Baruch Sheini Mitzuyin, and Ramban add the expression in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis, Afiru Ruach Sora Shel Elio, even if it's an absolute tornado that was totally unexpected, unpredicted, and still Yechayiv, Adam HaMazik, Bain is Gomer, is Chayiv. So what does he do with all the Gemara that say not so? Ramban kvetches, he comes up with new chidushim. We don't accept any of that. Ramban comes up with new ideas to farem for all the Gemara. Halacha l'maaseh, we just pass in the Bain is Gomer is Pot.
Which Shomer does the Gemara say that the criteria for Shmira is what, the way Yaakov watched Lavan's behavior? There he was before you for even the name on anything.
Oh, you said by Yom HaChalani Chavik Ramah. Yeah, the Gemara says that since he was paid, so the Shemestach is Mechuyiv to watch more than not the Kidinat Rienshi. If he would have done it for nothing, Hashem Achinam, he wouldn't be Mechuyiv to watch so much. Lavan himself never was so much an effort to watch his behemoth. He wasn't so crazy to watch like a Meshuvanah. So if Yankov would have been only Hashem Achinam, he would have watched it to the same extent that Lavan watched, not the Kidinat Rienshi. But because Yankov was salaried, he was a Shemestach, so that's why he was Mechuyiv to watch even more. That's the halacha. The Gemara Bava Metzia points out the pasuk from Yaakov Avinu. Yeah.
Are there any guidelines
for this? The difference between an Einus Gomer and an Einus which is Ge'en Aveda and an Einus which is Ge'en Aveda? Ge'en, according to Tosfos, Ge'en versus Aveda, that's complicated. I don't know. We don't accept that Tosfos. Yeah, we don't accept that. Ge'en Aveda, hyphenated, means it was a pshia with a shtickle teretz, with a shtickle excuse. Pshia means outright pshia, and oinus means outright oinus. And Gnei Vaveda is, if he would have been more careful, the hefsid would not have occurred. If he would have locked up the doors more, the hefsid would have not occurred. So it means it basically is a pshia. Basically, the Shal Mesachar is only chayv in pshia. But the concept, the definition of pshia is broadened out by Shal Mesachar, by Shal Mechinam. So the definition of Shia is he didn't even watch Nautikin and Antrinj, he didn't even watch to the extent that the Balabas himself would watch. Whenever you ask someone to serve as a Shemachinam, it's like Rav Chaim quotes an expression, instead of Rav Chaim quotes an expression from the Gemara, you're asking him to function as a gavra b'charikoi, another person in your place. So just like you would have watched, the same way the balbos watches, so that's how the shamachinim has to watch. But the shamasocha is salary to watch, so the shamasocha is b'chari to watch more than not the kiddin matri inshi. And if he does a gneva v'aveda, for the shamasocha that's called the pshia. That's why it's chayv. But this is made a chilek between gneva and aveda. They quote that gemara. That's we don't accept the halacha. That would be very difficult to figure out what's called gneva, what's called aveda. The gemara has, for example, the following case: I gave over the behemoth to shomer to watch, and he's feeding. He's supposed to feed the animal for 2 weeks, and give it back to me. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks. I give over my whole ranch to shomer. He should watch. So there's one behemoth every day, he's losing weight, he keeps on losing weight, till finally after 2 weeks he drops dead from malnutrition. Booked in the behemoth's mouth to try to figure out why he's losing weight. If he would have paid a little better attention, so he would have caught what's happening. But it's not an outright Shia. So the Gemara says, for Hashem Masachar, who is mechiv to watch harder than Hashem Mechidim, so that's called a Shia. Hashem Mechidim is only if it's an outright Shia, but if it's a Shia with a shtickel teretz, so then it's called the Gneiv of Aveda. So that's a famous Tosfos, which is not accepted lava. So here the Gemara has the Machlokes Amoraim regarding Mitzamtzem. The Mishnah records the din of Mitzamtzem by Ratzeach, and it's based on a pasuk in Chumash, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, be able to have some Mitzamtzem. So what would you say regarding Nezikah? Do you say that it's a Kal Vachomer? If the pasuk says Mitzamtzem is chayed by Ritzicha, so for sure it's chayed by Adam HaMazik, or do you say no? Maybe Benegir to Adam HaMazik, it's still called Gram of Benezik, and Gram of Benezik is part. So we pass him that it is a Kal Vachomer. We pass him if Mitzamtzem is chayed by Misa, by Ritzeach, so certainly more so that it's going to be chayed by Adam HaMazik. And there was one opinion in Sred Natsa. So Tosfos picks up on this opinion, which is not accepted lalo. Even though we don't, the Mashal points to that, even though Tosfos is picking up on the sheet that does not accept the lalacha, but the next Tosfos, the Dibur Maschil ben Azikin, has a shield right in front of him, so the arrow is going to bounce off of the shield, is not going to affect him at all. Which is the other. Then Uboacher, another wise guy, comes, he sees the arrow flying in the air, and he knows that if the fellow is only protected, Kozman, that he has a tris in front of him. The minute you take away the tris, it's going to affect him, he'll get killed. So Uboacher, another person, runs in a taloi, and he grabs the tris, and Mele, the Haruk, gets killed. So the Gemara says, the one who shot the arrow didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha. At the time that he shot the arrow, it didn't have the power to do Ritzicha. The one who pulled it away is only Grammar. So Grammar Ritzicha is Misa B'dev Shamayim. The Rambam quotes from the Medrash on the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach. It says, Mirat Kol Chayad Rishena. So Boach, another person, runs in a Toloi, and he grabs the tris, and Mele, the Haruk, gets killed. So the Gemara says, the one who shot the arrow didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha. At the time that he shot the arrow, it didn't have the power to do Ritzicha. The one who pulled it away is only Grammar. So Grammar Ritzicha is Misa B'dev Shamayim. The Rambam quotes from the Medrash on the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach. It says, Mirat Kol Chayad Rishena, Shefech Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom. Shefech Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom. So the Medrash says that means if I hire a hitman, I hire someone else to kill somebody, So the murderer who kills him, he's the Ritzeach. And the one who paid the murderer, I'm the Gram Ritzeach. So I'm Chai Nisa B'dei Shemayim. That's called Shevach Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam. So I'm Chai Nisa B'dei Shemayim. Then it says, Niyak Kol Chai Ed Rishena. If I sick a dog on you, so the dog should kill you. So the Mishnah says that the dog is chayv nisen, but the one who sticks the dog on the other person is a gramret sereh. Miyad kol chayv ed rishen. If he sends the behemoth to kill someone else, so the one who sends the behemoth is a gramret sereh. The gramret sereh is misa v'day shemayim. So that's what the Gemara says. The one who shot the arrow, at the time he shot the arrow, wasn't an act of ritzicha. The one who pulls away the shield, that's gramret sereh. But gramret sereh is only misa v'day shemayim, it's not misa sodom. So it's as potter. Even the same character, the same one who shot the arrow, he runs so quickly and he pulls away the shield. So also potter. Why? Because at the time that he shot the arrow, it wasn't a maaser tzicha, the other fellow had a shield. Then when he pulls away the shield, so that's only a grumman. So stilu kashmira, when you take away the shmira, and mele, the fellow gets killed, it says potter. Why the bidna the shot yibere? At the time that I shot the arrow, nipsik paske legirere. So the shooting of the arrow was not a ma'aseh v'tzicha, finished. B'shaita, and I don't have any contact with the arrow later on. Finished. So that's why that's not a ma'aseh v'tzicha. The pulling away of the shield, that's only gramar tzicha. The Amar Ravi has another case. Zorok b'chetz. Let's say I shoot a person, but he has medications. So he has in his possession medications, and he can, after I shoot him, he can heal himself. So even though Mamash, I shot him to death, and he's going to die, but since he has in his possession medication, he can take care of it. Others can take care of it. So I'm not chayv nisan. It's not called an act of ritzicha. Because of the theoretical, this is a bigger chiddush than the shield. At the time that you shoot the arrow and the fellow has a shield, there's no ma'aser ritzicha at all. This is a bigger chiddush. I shot him Mamash, and the chetz hit him, but he has someone in the other. He has medication. So the one who shot him is not chayv. What happens? Someone else, another character comes afterwards, after he's injured and he's in the process of dying. So the choyle, the haruk, starts taking out his medication and he wants to apply it to save his life. So comes another person, b'achar pizman. The other guy takes the medication, he rips it up, he blows it away in the wind, and now the haruk cannot save his life. So the din is, even if the one who shot him in the first place comes and he throws away the medication, so again, the one who throws away the medication is only gramet sicha. Obviously he's going to die, but that's only gramet sicha. And the one who shot him, so at the time that he shot him, he still had the medication. So that's a chiddush. That's a bigger chiddush than shooting the arrow. The b'yidna the shadabe, at the time that I shot the arrow, yochel disrapas habe. So therefore it's not called the ma'aser tzicha. It's not chiddush in the Gemara. So that Tosis has a comment that what there was a machlokes samara about the case of mitzamtzim. So we pass in Valacha that if mitzamtzim is chai by ritzich, it's a kal v'chaim, that it's chai by yodam amazim. But the other opinion held in the Gemara, who is it, Ravacha bar Rav, held no, that the pasuk in Parshas Masei that's mechai by mitzamtzim, the exeris hakasim is only by ritzich, mosim is a makar ritzichu. There's no pasuk, there's no chiddush. By nizikin, it's called grama b'nizikin. So Tosfos says that anything that which by ritzicha is called grama, the kal v'chaymer by nizikin is going to be called grama. There are cases by the ritzicha that it's called ritzicha, and by nizikin it's only called grama. Namely, mitzamtim according to one opinion anymore. So anything which by ritzicha is called grama, so kal v'chaymer that by nizikin is going to be called grama. That's Tosfos Kavuchan. So Tosfos boys eyes for Nivs Gemara, you see that Silu Kashmire, what did the Gemara say? By pulling away the shield, in the melee the other fellow gets killed, or by ripping apart Pizron, by being mefazer the medication. So the Gemara says Silu Kashmire is called Gramrit Sicha. And Gramrit Sicha is the only Chai Misa B'dei Shaman. It's not Chai Misa B'dei. So Tosfos says from this Gemara you can infer that let's say someone throws a kli mirosh hagag, some Reuben throws Shimon's kli mirosh hagag, and it's going to smash when it lands on the ground. The only thing is that you have a mattress on the bottom, or you have a thing to jump on. What do you call it? Yeah, so it's going to bounce. It's not going to get smashed. So the one who throws it down from the roof is not doing a ma'ase hezek. It's not going to break. Comes another guy and he pulls away the thing on the bottom. So Nemele, that's a gram ritzicha. So that's a gram hezek. So the question is, the one who pulls away Zarakli, this is a story in Baba Kama, Dav Chovavim Beis. The Omar Rabbah, it's a theoretical din. It never happened. Rabbi says the theoretical thing. Zora klimi rosh agag b'hoye tachtav korim moksosos. There was a mattress on the bottom, so the throwing it from the gag is not going to cause any hezek whatsoever. That's going to bounce around and it's going to sit still. Uboacher b'silka, and then comes someone else and pulls it away. Or the same character who threw it from the rosh agag, he threw the other guy's kli, but that was not an act of hezek at all. He himself goes and he yanks out the mattress from the bottom, and now he causes it to break. So the Gemara says that the one who threw it didn't do a Maisa Hezek is not chayv, and the one who pulled away the mattress only did the Silu Kashmira. So Silu Kashmira is only a Gromer Benizik. That's not chayv. So Tosfos says, so the Tosfos there, and not that, has a machlokes. On Chavav Mebeis, Tosfos has a machlokes between the Rif and the Ri. In Baba Kamet, this is the famous Tosfos, the end of the second paragraph. Second parak ends on Chav Zayin and Aleph with this case of Nafal Merosh Agag Baruch Shehinu Mitzuya, that the Machlech is the Ramban and Tosfos, what does it mean? And it says Chayiv, so Tosfos says it's only a Ruch Mitzuya, a little bit, but a real Ruch Shehinu Mitzuya, then you'll be put, and the Ramban says, if you Ruch Seher Shel Eliyo, and this is the previous Daf on Chavav and Mebeis. So there's a one-line Tosfos, has a Machlech, it's very relevant Machlech is La'alocha. The Rif comments on this Gemara, he says as follows. There are Gemaras later, on Daf Tzadik Ches, where the Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanoim, what's the din in Garmidi? What's the din like this? We know that Adam HaMazik is chayev, but Groma ben Zikin is potter. What if it's not Adam HaMazik directly, but it's not so indirectly that it's halfway in between direct and indirect? Oh, a sarev shtachayev shal chaveru. Reuven has a shtachayev that says that Shimon owes him $100,000. Now this Shimon is a character. Reuven has to guard that shtar that he should make sure that Shimon pays him the $100,000. If Reuven's going to lose the shtar, the Shimon is going to, unless you produce the shtar, Shimon ain't going to pay. He's just not going to pay. So Reuven is guarding the shtar. So comes over a wise guy, Levi, takes a match, and he makes Abdullah over. He burned his shtar chayv. So he burnt a piece of paper, so I'll give you back another piece of paper that's clean, that has nothing written on it. Yeah, but what good is that? This piece of paper enable me to collect $100,000 from the Leiber. If I don't have the paper, the Leiber isn't going to pay. If the Leiber would have been an Erlich person, he would have paid. He knows that he's chai. The Leiber is a character. I didn't want to lend him money in the first place. I was pressured into it. I had no brera. So Kozman, I have a shtar, I'll be able to collect. But if someone now burns my shtar chayv, a ser shtar chayv shal chaveiro, so he's indirectly making it impossible for me to collect my $100,000. It's not so indirect. We know that Shimon is a character. We know the minute you burn the shtar, that's it. That's the end of the story. So that's called Garmi. That's not called Groma ben Ezekin. Most of the Rishonim assume that Groma and Garmi are two different things. That Groma ben Adam Amazik the Adayim is Chayim. And Groma ben Ezekin, if it's only a Groma, indirect, is Potter. But if it's Garmi or Grome, however you're supposed to pronounce it, so Garmi means halfway in between Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim, and Grome and Ezekiel. So we assume that's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi, and the Chachamim hold Potter, and the Gemara says we paskin like Rav Meir. It's a machlokes Amaroyim, how you should paskin, which Tana should you paskin like, and the final conclusion is we paskin like Rav Meir, the doin din in the Garmi. Some of the Rishonim deny my whole presentation. The Ramban has a whole countries on din in the Garmi and Baba Basra. There's a lot of the dinim of Garmi and Bava Kam, and the end of Bava Kam and Tzadik Ches, and later on Agoizel Basra by Moser, and some of the topics of Groma versus Garmi appear in the second perik in Bava Basra. The first perik, second perik in Bava Basra. Ramban has a whole country of dinim of Garmi, and the Chidushim on Bava Basra. So he quotes, there was an opinion that this is not shared by anybody. This was, I remember around 40 years ago, one of the people in Yeshiva printed a Ksav Yad from the Rabbeinu Ephraim Regensburg, one of the Baal HaTosfos, he's the one that the Ramban is quoting. Ramban quotes a Rishon, a Baal HaTosfos, who says that Grom and Garmi is the same thing. There's no difference. It's not the way we always assume that there's Adam HaMazik over here, for sure you chai, Grom and Nezikin for sure you potter, and Garmi is something in between. Halfway in between Adam HaMazik be a diamond Garmi, and Tosfos and the Ramban and all the Rishonim break their heads to figure out, what do you mean halfway in between? Where is it? What is it? How is it? How is it? How, what's the definition of Garmi that Rav Meir holds that Yichai? So the Ramban quotes one opinion that he totally rejects. Grom and Garmi, the same thing. If you pass from like Rav Meir, the don't do the Garmi. What you said is that Grom and Minizik and Yichai. So the Ramban said that's Rav Meir Ephraim. He doesn't even mention who it is. He says there was a Rishon who said like that. That's absolutely unacceptable. We assume lalacha that there are three different categories. Arma mazik be'adayim v'chol adeis chai min ha-Torah. Graman is ikon patin. Garmi is in the middle. And the machlek is ha-Tanoim Rameh versus the Chachamim, where the chai v'potter. And the machlek is ha-Maroim, how to accept the lalacha, whether like a meh, like a man. And bottom line, we pass in Garmi is chai. And we accept like Tosis, the machlek is Tosis in the Ramban, where the Garmi is mid the Rabbanon and mid the Reis. So Tosis sheetah. The common becomes Taisa the first daf in Baba Basa, that base and Aleph, and all over Baba Kama, Baba Mitzir, Baba Basa. Taisa says Gamir is only the Rabban. They have a couple of rayas today. And the Ramban disagrees with the Taisa. The Ramban in the country is doing Gamir. He says, if it's only the Rabban, so they should have said Ramer Konis, Knosa de Gamir. The fact that it says Ramer Doyen, Dina de Gamir, he's done, Dina de Gamir, shows that it's really Minatur. That's the Ramban's raya. He holds the Gamir is the raya. The Shach writes in there several nafkaminas ledina, where the Gamir is the Reis of the Rabbanon, is very relevant to Allah. What about Gamir b'shoigri? So he says, Gamir is only chayv b'mezid, not b'shoigri. That's on the first daf in Bava Basra. And what about the person who is mazik, the Gamir dies. And now the Nivzik wants to collect from the Yershim. So if it's only a penalty, so we pass in Leikonsa b'nai Achrob. You only penalize the fellow who did the Hezek himself. You don't penalize the Yershim. But according to the Ramban, that the Dina the Gamir is a Dina, it's not a Knosa. So even you can collect from the children if he left the nechassim, if he left karkos. What about Gamir de Behemtos? The whole discussion, all the nafkaminas ledina. The Shach writes an interesting comment in the end of Chosha Mishpul, when the Shulchan Aruch has the simon about Dina de Gamir. So the Shach writes in this commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he started writing a running commentary, a pirish, on the Ramban's kuntris Dina de Gamir. But then he decided it's not worth it, he stopped in the middle and he's not going to print what he wrote because he doesn't accept the major premise of the Ramban. The whole premise of the Ramban is the Gamir is the Raisa, and that's why he got stuck. Taisus gave fudged a little bit. How do you define what's Gamir? The Taisus says only with the Rabbanan anyway, so sometimes they are Machayb, sometimes not. It doesn't have to be such a rigid definition as to what's Gamir and what's Grom. It's only with the Rabbanan anyway, so it doesn't have to be such a sharp distinction. Ramban says, no, it's a din d'oraisa, so he has to work very hard to give you a very precise definition for Gamir. So the Shach writes, after starting to write his commentary on the country's din d'oraisa, he stopped the middle because he says, look, we don't accept the Ramban's premise, we're not mukhif to work through the whole country's din d'oraisa. So that's the machlokes. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara, and Bav Tzadik Ches, Amaroyim, whether you should pass from like Ramir, doin din d'oraisa, or like the Rabban. So here, Tosfos quotes the Rif and the Rambam say that the one who's speaking here happens to be Rabba. Rabba says, Zarakli Mirav Shagag, and it's going to bounce away in the Karmic Sos, not going to smish. Comes someone else and pulls away the Karmic Sos, so that's Rama ben Ezik and his potter. So the Rif and the Rambam hold that's Rabba the Shitofsoi, who doesn't accept Rab Meir. But we paskin like Rab Meir, don't even the Garmi, so this would be Garmi. So the character who's pulling away, he knows what he's doing. He's pulling away the karmic sources because he wants the thing to smash on the ground. So that's Garmi, and we would pass Kenchai. So the Rif and the Rambam say, we pass Kenchai. Why does Rabbi say Pata? He says, Rabbi Lishitasa. Rabbi holds on Daf Tzadik Ches, like the Chachamim de Rameh, that loy da nina din in the Garmi. But Hayos, that we pass like Rameh, the doin din in the Garmi, so we would say in this case that you are Chai. And the Reed, the Bala Taisa, says, no. The Gemara should have put it together. The Gemara should have said, Mark quotes Rab, and then they go weiter. Then they quote another thing. What do they leave it like that? If it's not accepted, la locha. The Rif and the Rambam say, we don't accept the la locha. So let the Gemara say that. So the Tevisa says, no, this is only Grama ben Ezik. This is not Gamir. He didn't touch the Dovra Nizik. The Dovra Nizik is flying in the air. And he pulls out the mat from on the bottom. So Silu Kashmiri is not Odom HaMazik B'Yadayim, and it's not even Garmi, it's only Grama. Sila Kashmir is only Grama. So that's the theme that Tosfos picks up over here, on Ardaf. That's exactly the topic that they're talking about. They quote that Gemara. They quote that Gemara according to the Ri. The Ri is the Ri Bala Tosfos, against the Ri from the Rambam. The Ri Bala Tosfos holds by Zorak Li Mirosh HaGaga Bo'acher. He caught on the silk and he pulled away the shmirah, he pulled away the mattress and the mele, the kli is going to smash. That since he didn't do any maisa, the guf hadavra nizik, that's only grammar, that's not called gamri. So he said, that's the same as what it says over here in the Gemara. If I shoot the fellow and he has a tris, he has a shield to protect him, so I didn't do a maisa ritzicha. or I shoot him, and he is going to die, but he has medication which he can apply. So the Gemara, that's the next chiddush of Rava, that's not called the Retzeach either, because he has a way to save himself. And then somebody else comes with Pizron, and he throws away the medication, he pours it down the drain, so the guy doesn't have. So Rava says on the base that Siluk HaShmirim, when I take away the Shmirim, maybe the guy's going to die. That's only Gram Retzichet, not Retzichet the Adayim. So if the Gemara says that it's Grama by Retzichet, so it's either a Kal V'Chaymer by Nezikin, or it's the Rav Marsho says, we pass an Allah that the Dina Maradam, because it won't be a Kal V'Chaymer, it'll be a Mamatzinim. So if it's Grama by Retzichet, it's going to be Grama by Nezikin as well. So this is what prompted the Re to say, Baba Kamba, by Boachev Esilkan, if you pull out the mattress from the bottom, that it's only Grama, that it's not called Garmi. It's only Grama, it's not called Garmi. Why? If it doesn't really prove it. Maybe it's Garmi, but Garmi is only Midirabbanon. So by Ritzicha, you're not Chayim Midirabbanon, but by Yoram HaMasik, they make Garmi Midirabbanon. It doesn't really prove fully the point of the Re, but at least on the level of the Reis it proves. On the level of the Reis, he proved that Siluk HaShmire is only called Grama, and it's not called Maise, it's not called Maise Hod. So now Tosfos gets stuck. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma that seems to say Faker. The Gemara in the beginning of HaGoyze, the Gemara in the beginning of HaKoyne, the sixth parak in Bava Kamma, says that also talks about Grama ben Ezekin. So the Gemara says, there's a Gemara in the second parak in Bava Basra, the Gemara says, Zos HaMeres, the Gemara quotes a certain case on Mishnah, the Gemara comments on the Mishnah, Zos HaMeres, from that Mishnah you can infer that Grama ben Ezekin is Zosa. That there are two parts to Adam HaMazik, there's a Din, there's an Isel HaHazik, and then there's a Chiyav Tashlumin, Adam HaMazik has to pay. So when we say Grama ben Ezekin is Pata, it just means you're Pata from Tashlumin. You're not Mechiyav to pay for the Hezik, but it doesn't mean that it's Muta to be Mazik Ayde Grama. If you mazik ayde grom, it is an avera of adam mazik. It just means that you put. So here the Gemara says, what if a person is mazik ayde grom? So he did an avera, but he's pata from paying. So the Gemara says in Akainis on Nunhema base, the Gemara has a few cases. Only pata bedini adam, but it's chai bedini shemayim. Kosof he did an avera. Grom and mazikin is asa. So kosof will only get a kapara if having violated avera if he pays. But the bezin shalmata won't be mechayim. But in Bezon Shalmaila, he should know that he has to pay. So the Gemara gives various cases. So one of the cases, the Gemara quotes, the four cases that Pata B'Diyon V'Chai B'Din HaShemayim, that's a braisa towards the bottom of Nun Heime Beis. Tanya, Atosefte, Omer Rabbi Shua, Abor Dvorm, there are four cases that if you do this, you Pata B'Diyon V'Chai B'Din HaShemayim. And then the Gemara says, there are more than four cases. All the cases of Graba Menezikin is Pata B'Diyon V'Chai B'Din HaShemayim. We know that. Why did he say these four cases if there are 24 cases? There are many. You can have a million cases of Grama, all cases of Grama and Ezekiel, and Schaib Dinah Shema. So the Gemara says, because these four cases, each one has an added Kiddush. I would have thought not so. There's room to dig himself, so Kamash Mola Rebbe Yeshua, that's the din. So one of the four cases he gives is somebody has a shor locked up in the barn, and he went to Davi Mincha. And this wise guy comes over, he opens up the gate. What does he do? Haparitz Gedah, he breaks down the Gedah. There's a fence, he has the barn all locked with a key. I don't have the key. So I come and I smash the whole wall of the barn, and the whole barn is destroyed. Haparitz Gedah, with Behemoth Chaveiro, and the Behemoth goes and it does a Hezek, and it runs away, whatever. So the water broke down the Gedah, is part of Medina Yad, and Mechai Bedin Shamayim. So the Gemara quotes the whole Bryce, all the four cases, and then the Gemara asks, in that case, Hechi Domi, on the last line, if you look in Baba Kamen, Nun Heim and Beis, on the last line in the Dap, the Gemara says, what's the case that you put the Medina and Chaim Dina Shemayim? E Lema, if you should say that the Kaisel, the wall of the barn, is a Kaisel Bari, it's a very sturdy wall. So the Gemara says, so why am I only Chai Bedina Shemayim? I should be Chai Bedina Yodam also. What does that mean? Oh, so that's what Tosfos is reinterpreting. That's what Tosfos interprets. Either reinterprets or interprets. But before you get to Tosfos, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like you're stunned, it sounds from the Gemara. I smash down the wall, the behemoth goes wild, it runs away, and it makes a hezek. So I'm chayv to pay for the hezek. That's the Pasha Pshat. Abchai b'dinei shamayim. Why? It's only Gromov and Ezekin. I was Mesalek the Shmira, there was a wall, and by my being Mesalek the Shmira, now the Beimer goes and it does a Hezek. The Balabos went to Dab Mincha and he locked the wall, and he made a Shmira. So because I pulled away the mattress, and the Mela Hezek occurred, I was Mesalek the Shmira. So there the Gemara says, Silo Kashmira is only Gromov. And here in Ritzicha it says also, Silo Kashmira is only Gromov if you remove the tris, or you mafaza the trufa, the samamonim. So it's only a Silo Kashmira is only Gromov. And here it says, if it's a koisel bari, if it's a good Shmira Mu'ulo, and I'm a salad to Shmira, the Hema goes and makes a Hezek, let me b'chai b'dinei Odom, that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. B'dinei Odom, no, I'm b'chai. Gemara says it must be because of Rahua. Yeah, the wall is going to fall down anyway. Since the wall is going to fall down anyway, so the hesed is going to occur anyway. So I'm not really a goyrim. I'm not. It wasn't really a silo kashmira. It was possible that the behemoth would have gotten out and made the hesed anyway. So you can't really call. You can't really say that I'm really a goyrim for the hesed. So the question is: so why mechay b'dinei shamayim? Why mechay b'dinei shamayim? Okay, so Tosfos is going to talk about that right. So now Tosfos says, wait a minute, but what's going on? We just proved from the two Gemaras, from the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Chavav on the base, the fellow pulls out the mattress from the bottom, that Silo Kashmira is only called Grama. The Gemara says the same thing in Ayin Zayin on the base by Ritzicha, the exact same thing. That when you remove the Shmira, the Mela Hezek occurs, it's only Grama, it's not called Hezek the other one. So how come the Gemara asks over here, by haparid gedder mit dem hemes khaber patte mit bin yadam, so the Gemara says if it would have been a kosel bari, a very sturdy wall, you should be chai b'din yod, chai what b'din yod. So the simple pshat was, if the behem is going to go run and make a hezek, I'll be chai b'din yod, how can it be? But I only removed the shmir memela, the hezek occurred. So that's what prompts Tosfos to say, no, it doesn't mean I'm chai b'an hezek. No, the hezek is only grumme. It means on the coastal. And in fact, Tosfos had such a gears that they added a word into the Gemara. Elaine of the coastal bari, the dini adam nami nechai ba coastal. Let him nechai the dini adam on the coastal. That's what Tosfos interpreted in the Gemara. But the Pasha Pshat sounds from the Gemara, but dini adam nami nechai should be chai for the hezek that the behemoth does. The Tosfos denies it. Behold, the Tosfos there in Bava Kamma, the Tosfos here, they say that you cannot learn that he's chai for the hezek that behem is going to do. If you just do a sila kashmir, you're not chai. So the only going on the side of the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Nun Hemebe says, but the Rambam learns the Gemara kipshuto. The Rambam and the Rif. On that Gemara, on that Chavod on the days, the Rambam and the Rif said that we don't paskin la'aloha like Rabba. Rabba said, if one fellow throws down the kelim Rosh Hagag, and there are mattresses on the bottom, so they're not going to smash. So he didn't do a ma'aseh hezek. The other fellow pulls out the mattresses, that's a gram hezek. So Rabbi said, Pater, it's gram of an Ezekin Pater. So the Rif and the Rambam both said, but we don't paskin la'aloha like Rabbi. Rabbi goes, Lishito said that he doesn't believe in garmi. But since we do paskin like Rabbi, don't indeed in the garmi, so pulling out the mattress is also garmi. Silo Kashmir is also garmi. So in the Mele, the Rambam says over here, this is also garmi. If it's a koisel bari that would have protected the animal from making a hezek, and by your taking down the koisel, you cause the hezek to occur, so then the Rambam says that you are chai. So this posed a problem in the Rambam. There's a steer in the Rambam in Ayyubay. The Rambam himself says also, like the other Rishayim, that Silo Kashmir, like Tosfos, that Silo Kashmir is only grom, it's not garmi. So the Migdaloi is on the bottom of the page in the Rambam, Hilchas Niskei Mamin. The Migdalois quotes a Chulas HaRamam that he wrote to the Chachmei Lunel to defend his position, where he says, and the Vilna Goyim quotes it all at the Kitzer in two words, on Nun Hamid Beis, in the Bir Agrah. The Rambam says it depends whether it was Bemezid or B'Shegig. When he broke down the wall, what were his intentions? If his intention was that the Behemoth should run out and make a Hezek, so then he's Chayiv. But if his intention was just to be Mapsid, the Bala HaKaisel, He wants to ruin his wall, and he wants him to lose his animal. The animal should run away. He should lose his behemoth. But he's not interested that the behemoth should make a hazard. The behemoth did make a hazard. So then the Rambam would be maskim that would be Gromov ben Ezekin Potter. But if the fellow, the one who broke down the coastal bar, the Rambam read the Gemara, Elema b'coastal bar, but the Yodam Nami l'chayv on the hazard. Why the hazard? Because he's talking b'miskavim l'kach, that's what he intended to do. From the very beginning, So then he would be chayv. What's the biwer? Where do you find the difference? I adam hamazik, it makes a difference whether it's b'mezid or b'sheikeg. Adam odli adam, b'im sheikeg, b'im mezid. What's pshat neram? So the biwer agro here on the side of the Gemara doesn't explain it. But then he, in brackets, they tell you to look in the biwer agro chayshimish. But where he does explain, the Rambam's opinion says, the Rambam holds that that is exactly the difference between grom and garmi. The deep, dark secret that all the Rishonim break their heads on, Tosfos become a mekumis. And the Ramban wrote a whole country's din of the garmi. How do you define what's this middle point? Adam ha-mazik bi-adayim schay min ha-tor, grom and mezik and ispotah. Then in the middle is the garmi that we pass like garmi ha-tichay. So how do you define this garmi? So all right, we pass like Tosfos only, but the Rabbanus doesn't have to have such a rigorous definition. So give a non-rigorous definition. What's the definition of garmi? How do you distinguish garmi? That when is it adam ha-mazik bi-adayim that it's deraisa, and when is it garmi that it's only the Rabbanon and mishegi gil bi-potah, and when is it grama that you potah or even b'mezik? How do you define it? So the Tosfos gives their definition, and the Rambam gives his complicated definition. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Rambam says that the distinction between grama and garmi is whether it's b'mezik or b'shegi. If you do ayidei grama and your intention is to make a hezik, sila kashmira, and you want to break the kli, so then that's garmi. If you will break down the wall because of bari and you want the behemoth to go to a hezik, that's called garmi, and the Rambam holds that then you chayv. But if it's b'shegei, you broke down the wall and you wanted to be mazik to the wall, you wanted the behemoth to run it, you weren't even thinking that the behemoth was going to make a hezik, and then the behemoth makes a hezik, that's b'shegei already, so that's called grama b'nezik. And this goof is the chilik between grama and garmi. When the grama is b'shegei, then it's grama, you put them. When the grama is b'nezik, then it's called garmi and you chayv. It's nagel alocha, a lot of cases come up. I don't think that this is all. I think the Rambam also holds like Tosfos that Garmi is only the Rabbanon. See, Tosfos also says Garmi is a chilek between b'shegei g'mezik, but Tosfos says it different for it. Tosfos says Garmi is only a knas mid the Rabbanon. Lo kanzu shog got the mezik. So if you did the Garmi b'shegei, then you put. If you did the Garmi b'mezik, the Rambam has a different word. The way the Gros says pshat in the Rambam. If you did it b'shegei, it's not called Garmi. It's called Grama. That's the definition of Grama versus Garmi. Whenever it's kavanasa lahazik, then the hezek relates back to me. Whenever it's in Kamar Aslan, it doesn't relate back to me. Even with the Rabban, the Rambam holds that that's the definition of Grama versus Garmi. And Tosfos gives a different definition, but they say, but the whole story of Garmi is only Knas when the Rabbanon, but look on to show about the Mezid. It's only if it's been Mezid, not the Shaykh. And the Ramban disagrees with all of this. The Ramban says it's not true. Garmi is their rice, and Beim Shaykh, Beim Mezid. And he disagrees with everything that Tosfos has a whole pilpul on that, Beisam and Aleph and Bava Basra. Based on their assumption that garmi b'shegig is not chayiv, why does it say in the Mishnah, "Mechitzas hakem shenifritza omel lo gedor"? Nifritza omel lo gedor says twice. There's grapes growing on one side and tefuah growing on the other side, and the fence fell down. The fence fell down was going to be kilayim, so you have to put the fence up. So it says the fence fell down, so they warned the bala gefanim, you have to fix the fence. He fixed the fence when it falls down again, so they warned him again a second time. Why does the Mishnah write nifritza omel lo gedor, nifritza omel lo gedor? Why does it say twice? The Tosfos says, because each time you have to warn him, if you don't warn him, it's going to be garmi b'shegeg, and it's not going to be chayv. A whole shtickle Torah, Tosfos says. And the Ramban denies the whole thing, so he gives a whole different interpretation. Why the Mishnah says twice nifritza amal lagdar. But Tosfos and the Rambam both say the same thing, halacha l'maaseh. So the garmi b'shegeg is not chayv. The Rambam holds because garmi b'shegeg is grama. And Tosfos says because lo kanzu shog got the mezid, a different form. Make hezek, yeah.
He intended to break the wall.
Yeah. And the wall is Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim. That's not Garmi. And smashing the wall is Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim. And the Hef said the behemoth, he knows that when you break the wall, the animal is going to run away, it's going to be lost. So that's also Adam HaMazik B'Yadayim that he pays for. But the Rambam says for sure that he knows the behemoth is going to run away. So that's Garmi. That's Garmi. He knows the behemoth is going to run away. Sil Kashmir is Garmi. According to Tosfos, Sula Kashmir is not even Garmi, it's only Grama. So when he breaks down the wall, he knows the Behem is going to run away, he's going to be lost. So Tosfos would say that you're not Chayv, that's Grama. The Rambam and the Rif hold, no, you know that by breaking down the wall, the Behem is going to run away. Why then do people have wall? The Behem is going to run away, so that's Sula Kashmir, the Kavanos, the Hazik, the Behem should run away, so that's Garmi, you're Chayv. And even on the Hezek, the Rambam holds It's not bari hazek. You don't know whether the animal is going to make a hazek, but if it's kavanasa la hazek, when I broke down the wall, I was hoping, I wanted the behema to run out and damage the neighbor's property. So the Rama holds, even though it's not bari hazek, that's also garmi. So it's kavanasa la hazek, it will be chayim. And Tosfos says, no, if it's not bari hazek, it can't be garmi. Tosfos says, definition of garmi is has to be bari hazek with miyad. That's what Tosfos writes in a few places. No, let's say he didn't realize what it was. He thought it was just a plain piece of paper. He didn't realize that by this piece of paper that enables you to collect. Same shaila, yeah. So Tosfos claims the Gami B'Shegig is Potter, and the Ramban would disagree. What are you talking about? Gami is there, right? He said, oh, the Mordli on the Bami Shegig, Bami Mezid, he would hold Gami B'Shegig is Chah. And the Ramban, according to the Birak Rom, sounds like that. The Ramban is not explicit. Ramban never explains what's a Chilik, when is Ramban, when is Gami. So the Birak Rom says, that's how you have to read the Rambam. Even though the Rambam never explained, he said, that's what the Rambam meant. Whenever it's Kavanos Alahazik, then it's called Gamli. Whenever it's not Kavanos Alahazik, then it's called Grom. So the Rambam would agree, in effect, the Rambam would agree with Tosfos, that it's only the Mezer, not the Shei. There's more, okay, maybe next time we'll have to discuss this Tosfos Benazikin a little further, and then we'll continue the Gemara. Okay, the hour is late. Maybe we'll dispense with the Chumash. There's a representative here from Kiryat Malachi. He came a few times in the past to speak about his educational institutions.
A few minutes, Mr. Kenedros, another month, I'm to the door. Ich habe mir nur vom größten Teil der Schule gehört, von Lernen Teuer und von Sprechen Teuer, und das darf ich ausbehalten. 13 Jahre in Meier ist er gewesen. Raus von Meier mit größten Visuren ist er gewesen. Aber die erste Sache, was er hat gesagt, was kann man noch mehr sagen sein? Bei der Meier muss ich noch nicht ausbehalten. Ich muss nur Russland, Russland sagt, ich kann nicht ausbehalten, ich kann nicht ausbehalten. Ich möchte von den 70 Jahren hat Russland Stalin verschickt. 20 Millionen Menschen in Sibirien, 14 Minuten ausgeschossen. Das Schreck ist ein gefährlicher Schreck. Die Kommunisten darf nicht in Quellenreich sehen, dass sie in der Romain, öfter noch größer sehen, dass sie in der Romain. Nicht nur im Gewalt sein, nicht mehr Russland. Ich komme von Russland allein. Wir haben Gewalt sein, nicht mehr die Kennen sein. Ich bin noch drei Monate eine Sache und ich verwende. Wie bitte sind in Russland der Roche schon mal nicht so? In Russland muss man Arbeit schaffen, es ist die Roche, die sind nicht genug. Die müssen alle Tage, muss man, alle Tage muss alle Jungen sein. Doch mal. Mit noch Marktbild gewöhnt, als alle sollen Rosh schon herausgehen auf der Arbeit.
Ein Minute.
Von Westen, von Eden, schon zu gehen auf der Arbeit Rosh, und dann alle raus in besmellen Stadien. Und mit Gedanken, die Rosh ist schon erdammt, man. Aber vor die Kies ist er reingepolt mit den Kameras, mit Tongen zu fotografieren, jeder muss sie gewöhnt. Es geht halt alles über den Kopf, nicht zu laufen. Aus Roche schon, aus der Schäfer, aus dem Madin. Der Schreck ist, wenn er sehr viel Gräß, als im Kieper sein, aber raus auf der Arbeit. Das ist, mit mir, die kennt man raus, mit der Rosa auf der Arbeit, ich muss nach Samstag, aber nur der Arbeit, zu Nile, weitere kommen, mit den Frauen und mit den Männern, alle sind gekommen, die Polizei gestanden bei Besmetterisch, die Gräße, die Gebühr sich verloren, wie ihnen sei gegangen in Besmetterisch. Aber zum Sof Nile, das sind die fünfte Fille, das Erziehung von den Zumaschulieren, Nile, das sie vermacht. Auch kein Werkelit rein, von der Flamala kommt rein. Noch wenn die sind mit der Überster allein und zum Sofen in der Landtag geschrieben, Schmeiß, Roller, Schimmel, Kleiner, Schimmel, wir will nur sein, wir lassen uns sein. Wir haben gelebt in der Land, ohne Schiebes, ohne Talmuteles, mir gefällt mein Taten, aber werden mir die Kinder unter Wagen lernen. Was lernt ihr eure Kinder? Ich lerne meine Kinder hungern. Wir haben gehungerte, nicht in Schütten, nicht in Horus, nicht in Herrscher. In Mittenjörg haben wir es laut, mit Farina, wir haben besser kein Masses kennengelernt. Masses und nicht in Mist. Wir kennen das nicht machen, weil von der Eben Koscher und Welt muss man verboten machen. Wir tun zu schicken Masse von Russland, von Amerika nach Russland, so 50 Jahren oder 60 Jahren. Und mein Tat, ich werde mir so nicht vergessen von Masse, sondern drei Stück noch zugesagt, das ist der Israel, das ist der Leib, das ist unsere Masse. Mitten des Federtraum zu weinen, drin auf all die Zukunft, ich war nass und bitter von den Tränen, doch jetzt immer Marz und Bauer. A bitteren Leben mit Durmann. Der Epiton an Westen, die Kinder ausgehen von Russland, so haben tausend die Schiebes in Erzisol. Und dann waren reiche Bocherin, was weiß ich, ein Winter, wie kleine Kinder. Die Kinder sind geboren geworden, mit denen die Wiege alle, mit denen im Team. Die Kinder haben ja missbaden, haben ja glücklicher sein, als unsere Kinder werden erwiesen von der Ebersterrat der Welt. Baruch Hashem, wir sind raus von Russland, wir kommen in Erz Israel, die Regierung wird uns gerne mal Platz in Kiryat Malachi, nicht in elektrisch, nicht in Gas, nicht in Autobus, gar nicht die Gewerbe, nicht in Westmetrisch, wir haben einen Miklav gedauert. Und ich gucke mich dann über 500 Mischbacher, sage ich, drei Kirillen, das sind Chineser Kirillen, wir haben Bukharen, Gruzinen, Aishiva, Talmud, Teira, Medischu, aber zwei von dem Loch, alles von der Parushin, gemacht 800 Kinder, wir sind nicht weit von Nase sein in mir, wir haben unser Gebäude dort, wir sind nicht in die Stochen, weil wir nicht weit von den Stochen sein in mir, und das alles in Vermarkt sind, doch im Business, gar nicht in Tom, wir leben sehr schwere Zeit jetzt über, und bis Russen, was uns helfen ihnen, was am gewählt sein in Russland, wie die kennen sein, und jetzt ist auch die Möglichkeit zu holen, wenn sie, wir haben eine schwere Zeit, die Samitsche zu helfen. Und bis Schluss haben wir ihre Nacht von euren Kindern und davon schon die Zorre, was mir haben gelitten. Im zweimal war sie gesetzt, mein Vater mit ihrer Vorschrift informiert und dieselbe Kinder zu mir. Jetzt haben wir unsere Kinder und bis Schluss haben wir einen gesunden Sommer und einen guten Jahr und was wir können, auch dann nach Schenker, nach Amerika, in Frenzy, Chile, Kirat, Malachi. Ich hoffe, ein Belob zu helfen, einen guten Jahr. Seid gesund, gut mir. Aber ich nicht tut laut, aber es ist auch mehr zu erzählen, ich will auch nicht. Ich hoffe, aber es sieht euch auch wieder.
Thank you. Adonai Eloichem Emet. Anu Yisrael Amo Kapodil Miamalach Malchino Malavim Kapol Haritzim Ha'el Hanit Malam Nitzarim Malam Mishalim Gubul Lufol O Yibena Mishenu Azeh Malavim Kheker Mizbah Asam Nashin V'chayim Lu Natan Lamon Ragleinu Malavim Malam Zemin Miyarim Karinu Alkol Soneinu מלכות טוב רצון קיבלו להם משה ונס חנוך שריף וכוכב ישירה בשמחה רבה ויאמרו כולם מי כמוך באלים אדוני מי כמוך נזר בקודש נורתי לא תוסק פלא מלכות טוב רכב וכיים לבני משה זה אלי ינו ויאמרו אדוני יבלוך ליותם בעת ונאמר כי פדע אדוני יעקב ודלו מרחזק ממנו ברוך את אדוני פעל ישראל חיים ופרוסו לנסוקת בשבילותיך ותחבין ואיתו דמון ובנך ואישו למען שמח ואיזבר את נוסק ואיזו חוי אברה וחר אברהם יבר ועשר סטן ובנינו מהשנינו וצהל כנפתח את עושה גינינו כי על שומרינו מצלנו אתה כי אבנו לכנו ברכו מטה ושמור ציתנו ובנו לחיים ולא שלום מעתה ועד עולם ברוך אתה אדוני שומר עמו ישראל לעד יתברך וישתבח ויפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתעלה על שמי קדושה בריחו לילה מן כל ברכתה ושירתה ושפחתה ונחמתה ואמירם ועלמם אמרו אמן יקדל ויקדש שמי רבה ילמד יברחי לצייך ימליך מלכות צייך וחי חונה וימי חונה וחי דחול בית ישראל ועגלה וזמן קריב ואמרו אמן יקי שמי רב וברח לעולם ולמי עומיה יתברח וישתבח ויתאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתעלה על שמי קודשה בריחו לילה מקבור ברכתה ושירתה תושפחתה ונחמתה דברם בעלמה ואמרו אמן תקבל צלות עונה ואותון דכון בית ישראל קדם ואון דבי שמיה ואמרו אמן יהי שלמה רב מן שמיים החיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עשה שלום בברמה והוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al tzivir atah omer. Vayom shlosha shloshim yom, shehem arba'a shavuot, chamisha yamim laomer.
עלינו לשבח, לאחרון הכל, לתת מילה ליוצא ולאישית שלא עשה מברי רצון ולא עשה מברי של אדמה שלא עשה מחלקנו כמדור עלינו ככל המונם ואנחנו קוראים המושתתנים ומודים לכני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא שרד השמיים יוסד הרד שמושה לי כוכב השמיים עם העלו שכין את הזווין המלכים כולו הינו אינו דמת מלכינו את הסגולתו כתוב בתור הטוב יתת עדיין ושם ותמתחת יחמנו לבם השמיים עם העלו רק מתחת אין עוד על כן נקבל אחד על אלוהינו לראות מחגה ותבר את זה על חביר גילולים מן הצמרים כרת כרתו תכן למה חודש עדיין ובצקה ושנה כלל תכן ארץ הכי נבין וכל יש מחבל כמחת לך כל בלת תכה כל השעון לפניך עד עוד אלוהינו יחלו ויבולו ולכבוד שמתה יקרים ויתבלו כל המקום ותכן 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 ונאמר והיה אדוני מלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה אדוני אחד ושמו אחד יתגדל ויתקדש שמי רבה ילמד יברך פירותי וימליך מלכותי וחי חונו וימי חונו וחי דכל בית ישראל בעגלה וזמן קריב וימרו אמן יהי שמי רב ומברך לעולם ולעמי עמיה יתברך וישתבח ויתאר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתעלה על שמי קדושה בריחות לילה מכל ברכתה ושירתה תשפחתה ונחמתה תאמירן בעלמה ואמרו אמן יהי שלמה רב מן שמיים וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עושה שלום במרומה, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו, ועל כל ישראל, ואמרו אמן.
Wednesday night.
Thank you. to me. You don't take that. You only take this up.
Let's put in that.
You